They could do this, like, maybe not with the jerseys, but they could do, like, a throwback Thursday once a month or something, probably.
Well, they want to get a jersey next year.
Yeah.
And do, like, a pitcher night plus the jerseys.
Yeah.
It's going to bring out Bobby.
Yeah, people like that. He added the pitchers on top of it, too. Yeah.
Number 15, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. And now, your Lynchburg Hillcats starting lineup, brought to you by local State Farm agent Mitch Song. For your hometown insurance needs, get some insurance. Leading off, shortstop number 10, Christian Napshet. Batting second, center fielder number 9, Esteban Gonzalez. Batting third, right fielder number 4, Wilfredo Antunez. Batting mid-up, designated hitter number 11, Manuel Mejia. Batting fifth, third baseman number 1, Jose Mastrano. Batting sixth, first baseman number 2, Juan Benjamin. Batting seventh, left fielder number 46, Lexer Saduri. Batting eighth, catcher number 12, Robert Lopez. Batting ninth, second baseman number 38, Fran Aldui. And pitching for your Hillcats tonight is number 44, Warwick Maltrue. Hillcats are managed by Jordan Smith. Tonight's Black Tip Barbecue Hot Hitters are Esteban Gonzalez, Manuel Mejia, and Juan Benjamin. If any of those three hit a home run, you will have Black Tip Barbecue coupons available in the promo booth. Black Tip Barbecue is serving up authentic barbecue inspired by flavors and traditions of the South. Try our slow cooked whole pork sausage and wings. Check out our event schedule on Facebook or on our website at blackfinbarbecue.com. Fans, it's now time to introduce tonight's Dell's backbone strikeout batter. Tonight, our strikeout batter is Nellie Taylor Jr. If he strikes out, Dell's backbone is discounted off for a limited time. So make sure to cheer on that strikeout.
Welcome to the Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, for the next edition of this Commonwealth Carolina League rivalry. Salem versus Lynchburg, Red Sox versus Hillcats. We're halfway done with a six-game set from the Berg. Lynchburg, they lead the series 2-1 and the season series 7-2. It's fair to say they've had the Red Sox number in 2024. The Cats look to secure the sweep in our six-gamer at hand tonight in front of a hearty Friday night home crowd. Connor Young with you on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Let's quickly recap games 1 and 2 and then do a deep dive into the long 11-inning game we saw just one night ago. It's been a tightly contested series from the start, and that began back in the beginning of the week on Tuesday in Game 1. Jackson Humphreys got the start for Lynchburg. He was decent, but the story was headlined by Jose Pastrana. He walked things off in extra innings as Lynchburg took game one in the bottom of the 10th. Spoiler, this won't be the only extra innings matchup we've played here in the Bank of the James this week. Like I said, it's been down to the wire from game one. Game two was the least dramatic of the three games we played so far, but resulted in Hillcats win nevertheless. This time it was a 5-1 win for Lynchburg. Lynchburg's Alonzo Richardson, excuse me, he twirled 6 2/3 great innings, allowing just one run in the process. That's the third straight really solid start for Richardson. He's really turning it around in the month of May. Steven Perez, he took over for Richardson and went 2 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball to rack up his second save of the season. That would be all Lynchburg needed as far as pitchers go, as it was a light load for the bullpen. The same couldn't be said for George Smith and Tony Arnold's staff in Game 3. Connor Steinbach, he was saddled with the loss for Salem, as the bottom of the lineup for the Hillcats had their hand in a lot of the production in the middle innings as well, which is a huge thing for Lynchburg. That part of the order has really struggled this season. But we're good in game two. With tonight's starting lineup for the Hillcats, we need a lot of those guys who usually populate the lower third of the order to come up big here in game four. Last game was a stinger for Lynchburg after those back-to-back wins to start the series against Salem, which was a back two of five straight W's in the win column. It felt like Lynchburg was really building towards a march to the top of the North standings. But after an extra innings loss last night, where things all fell apart for Josh Harlow and the Hillcats in the top of the 12th inning, you feel like last night's game could be one you look back on, depending on how the rest of the first half goes and wish you could have done things differently. If you're the Hillcats, they had their fair share of chances to knock in a run and take things. Nellie Taylor Jr., though, he continues to be a thorn in just about every Hillcats pitcher during this series. He hit his second home run of the series and his second home run of the season last night. The win for Salem brings the series to a 2-1 advantage for Lynchburg ahead of Rorick Moultrude's fourth start of 2024. Moultrude, he'll be the starter for Lynchburg for game four. He has been primarily used as a long reliever in the past this season, but he's been thrust into the starting rotation after Matt Wilkinson was called up to play. Talman, the move to the starting five hasn't been super smooth for the 24-year-old. His stats in the month of May are much worse than what we saw for Moultrude out of the pen in April. So Salem, it'll be Elmer Rodriguez cruising and Bill on the hill from Liam Carroll. A right-hander coming off an outing in which he unusually tossed three innings out of the bullpen for a change in relief. It was the first time Rodriguez Cruz pitched in a game that he didn't start this season. He allowed two earned runs and a loss to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, showing it's not so easy coming out of the bullpen. Let's take a look at the schedule around the Carolina League today, as well as the Carolina League standings. 6:30 p.m. Eastern start here in Lynchburg. We're getting closer to first pitch with each passing minute. Delmarva, Carolina started, or will start, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern as well from Five County Stadium. 7 p.m. Eastern start for Down East from Fredericksburg. That's been a close back-and-forth series that we've kept a close eye on. Fredericksburg and Down East both ahead of Lynchburg in the second and third spot in the North standings. Columbia and Kannapolis, 7 p.m. Eastern start. Charleston and Myrtle Beach, 7:05. Same for Augusta in Fayetteville. We already talked about the standings a little bit, but let's fully detail them now. Carolina, top of the North, 29-17. As they lead first for the most in a couple weeks now. Two-game advantage over Fredericksburg after the Wood Ducks have given them some trouble. Down East, they're in third place, 3.5 from first, 26-21 on the season. Lynchburg, 26-22, a half game behind the Wood Ducks. They're 4 games out of first in fourth place. Salem, dead even at 24-24, 16 from the top spot. Delmarva in the basement, as they have been since the first week of the series, 15 for the season, rather. 15-32, 14.5 from first. Kannapolis, they've really commanded a dominant lead in the South. That offense has been absolutely on a tear through May. 28-19, they've won 8 of their last 10 as well. Columbia, 3.5 games from first, 24-22, 5.5 for Fayetteville, 6 for Myrtle Beach. Augusta and Charleston, both 19-28 on the season, 1 game away from their 20th win. Charleston comes in on a 3-game loss streak. The second worst in the Carolina League, Delmarva, they've kind of dipped back down in production from where we saw them when they were at the Bank of the James a couple weeks ago. They've lost 5 in a row. With that, let's glance over the lineups for the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Lynchburg's lineup is looking a little sucked of star power here in Game 4. No Angel Hanau, no Ralphie Velasquez, no Jason Churio. Also, Tommy Hawk has been MIA due to injury. Rafael Ramirez Jr. still recovering. So the Lynchburg lineup has been sapped as of late. And this is what they're working with tonight. Leading off will be Christian Napchick. He had an 0-for-5 one game ago. Esteban Gonzalez moved down one spot. He'll bat second. Alfredo Antunez with the 3-hole. Manuel Mejias will bat cleanup. Jose Pastrano moving from 9 all the way up to 5. He'll play third base in bat 5th. Juan Benjamin 6th. Lexus Sadui 7th. Robert Lopez 8th. Fran Oldui making his second appearance of the Hillcat. He'll bat 9th and play second base. For Salem, they looked a little banged up and lacking their full strength as well. No Blaze for the third straight game for Liam Carroll and co. But leading off tonight will be Antonio Anderson, Lily Taylor Jr., a Hillcat killer in 2024, at least here in the Bank of James Stadium. He'll bat 2nd. He went 3-for-6 with a home run yesterday. Really, Encarnacion will play third base, bat 3rd. Newton in the 4th spot. Andy Lugo moving from right to left. He'll bat 5th. Framie De Leon will bat 6th. Albert Feliz bat 7th. Tucker 8th. Valoria, a new catcher. We've seen all 3 now for Salem. He'll bat 9th and then do the catching. Today's interview is with Josh Harlow, who picked up a loss last night after a shaky relief outing late in the game for Lynchburg. Pre-game interview with Josh Harlow coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Josh Harlow, he is a huge piece of that group. Jason Brill and myself will be back with you ahead of the first pitch of Game 4. Hillcats, they'll take the field, national anthem, then game time in just a few short minutes. But stick around after the final out has been recorded for the post-game show. We'll recap the box score from tonight and look ahead to game five, set for tomorrow night. Game 4-6 this week coming your way on this beautiful Friday evening. Jason Brill, he'll greet you next. It's time for baseball in the Hill City.
It's time for baseball in Lynchburg, Virginia, and we're rewinding it back to the 90s. It's 95-9 here at the ballpark as part of the Lynchburg Hillcats' 30-year celebration, our anniversary of being rebranded as the Hillcats from what at the time was just the affiliates team name. That's what they were for almost 30 full years, including none other than the team that we're facing tonight. At one point in time, in the 90s even, Lynchburg went by the Lynchburg Red Sox. Jason Prillin here with you alongside Connor Young as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox is set for game number 4 of this 6-game series. Connor, it's 90s night. Born in the 90s?
No. 2002 for me.
And?
Yeah, 2002.
There's more?
Yeah.
Man, I thought everything just stopped after the year 2000. Yeah, what a fun night. Great jersey giveaway. It's a replica throwback, though. I don't think the Hillcats ever wore them back in the day, but they have the same Hillcat scripting that would have been popularized by the 95 rebrand and the color scheme to go along with it. It's more of a forest green and a yellowish gold is the teal and navy blue, the lime green that we have now. It's a slick look, the new replica jerseys that the fans were able to pick up today.
Yeah, we were talking about it. It would be really sweet to see at some point even the players themselves don a uniform similar to this, the throwback nod. Because it's a cool logo, it's a cool color scheme, and it's a fun night here on Friday night. Beautiful weather, which we've been spoiled with this week, and a good crowd as well.
A great crowd on hand. One of the cool things that the Hillcats as a team have done is even though they don't have the throwback uniforms themselves with the old coloring, they still match the same design style with their uniforms. So the jerseys don't give it away to fans or anything. Striped down across the body, similar to the old Houston Astros jerseys that were popularized in the 90s and 80s. Pittsburgh has their own replica jerseys. They are wearing those tonight. Green, teal, a little bit of gray, some black in there. Teal caps in there as well. So, a good 90s vibe out of the ballpark. The sounds of Vanilla Ice, Michael Jackson have been circumventing the ballpark since fans started entering in. But, even though it's 90s, in the stands, it's 2024 on the field, game number 4 of this week-long series. Right now, it's hockey down to Eston, fill-in PA announcer for tonight. As you can see, the defense is ready to finish.
Alongside Connor Young.
And hi, guys. I'm here with Eli. Tony and you have two very important words for us.
What are they? 3.94 ERA, but Walters, he has been outstanding, typically in a piggyback roll out of the bullpen, but tonight, get started.
Yeah, Maltrude. I mean, I go back to that Myrtle Beach game on April 23rd where the Hillcats were down The game ended up being suspended and picked up the next day. So Walter came in what felt like a start, but it wasn't really. And he went 4 2/3 innings, striking out 8. So kind of like what we saw from Alex Clemmie one day ago. And Lynchburg would come back to win that game. His last start wasn't as good as that one against Fredericksburg on May 24th. He went 4 innings, and he did get hit around a little bit in that game, but Freddie's roughed him up for 7 hits, a home run, and 4 earned runs total. That's a very good offense in Fredericksburg. Some things to note, his May numbers, his ERA in May, 5.06, much worse than what we saw in April, where his ERA was under 3, 2.81. So since he's kind of moved to the full-time rotation after Matt Wilkinson moved up to Lake County, he kind of got slotted in his stead. It's been a little shakier from Walter, but he does bring a very calm, veteran presence on the mound. He's one of the oldest members of the Hillcats this season, 24 years of age.
6'4", 223 from Atlanta, Georgia, is the right-hander. We'll face the lineup for Salem that, once again, still no Miguel Blaze.
No Miguel Blaze today. No Nizan Donatello, who led off and did a number on Lynchburg one game ago, even in the later innings. But today, leading off in place of Donatello will be Antonio Anderson, another top-ranked prospect. We'll see him in just a moment. Nelly Taylor Jr. will bat second. Fredly Encarnacion third. Uutin fourth. Lugo fifth. De Leon sixth. Luis seventh. Taylor Tucker eighth. And Diego Gloria will bat ninth.
Antonio Anderson.
It'll be Antonio Anderson to lead things off for Salem. He's batting .124, 2 home runs, 13 RBIs on the season. Maltrude will pause at the belt. And tonight's first pitch is taken for a called strike at exactly 6:32. Beautiful day, 75 degrees at first pitch, and sunny here in the Hill City. The battle of 460 recommences. 0-1 is cut on and missed for strike two. Walter rounding the zone early on, and Anderson unable to get a piece. Ball true. Undrafted. Free agent out of Mizzou. 0-2. Just missed off the outside corner. Good fastball location, but better job by Anderson without a swing.
Maltered his numbers. 1-1 record as a whole on the year with a .394 record. Only 9 walks on the season, so he does have pinpoint control.
The 1-2. He was into a strut, tried to paint the outside corner, but never got the call. 2-2. Already a tight zone being created by Derek Pacheco. Gustavo Garza in the field. The 2-2 is popped up third base side. Going to be a long run for Sadui and Pastrana. It'll be Pastrana who gives way to Sadui, and he can't make the grab as he slid onto the ground. Had it fall right at his hip. We'll try it again at 2-2.
Tough place to make a play as the shadows meet the sun in the corner over by the tarp. Pastrano probably had the best go at that, but Sadui coming in on the ball calls it, I understand. Either way, it was going to be difficult.
We'll try it again. Once again, 2-2 count. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Anderson doing his job and seeing a lot of pitches. That time, he was cut down to 18 ball, 77 mph.
Boy,
you want to talk about a player who's had a series.
Make sure to cheer on that strikeout.
Been a thorn in the Hilltown side since Tuesday night got underway. He came in without any home runs on the season. He now has 2. Both have come at clutch times. The first one on Tuesday night came in the 9th inning to tie things up at 4 apiece. And then yesterday, a home run in the 7th inning, which tied things up at 2. Ellie Taylor's created some problems for Lynchburg this week. He's batting .270, 2 home runs, 23 RBIs, and he finds himself in a 1-1 count. Ball troop pauses at the belt, the 1-1. Out wide, 2 balls in the strike.
Nelly Taylor Jr. went 3 for 6 yesterday. had that home run like you talked about. Also, two RBI double.
2-1, breaking ball that doesn't get the call. Try to paint that outside corner. Three balls in a strike. Samal Troop already making 10 pitches. He's had to make quite a few of them. 3-1. Sky on the infield. Benjamin onto the grass. Finding the sun, making the ground. It was nice to hear a call off from everybody else. That's really early in the season. Pop flies in the infield, and Lynchburg really struggled with it.
Yeah, for Benjamin, even though he's playing in a new spot, well, an unusual spot for him at least, he's played a decent amount of games at first base, but that's not his primary position while playing there, because the Hillcats need to put a body at the first base back when Ralphie's not in the game. But he does bring a lot of veteran presence on that infield. He has been one of their more sure-handed fielders, especially in spots he's more comfortable, like second, short, third. He hasn't played a lot of short this season, but he can take command in spots like that. That's a guy that you definitely want in a spot like that to take charge.
Especially when you're without guys like Ralphie or Hanau on the infield as it's topped up the first baseline. Ball true, will flip it on to Benjamin. And then he goes over. 1-2-3 first for Ball true. 13 pitches, but it goes in his favor as he ends locked down the first inning for Hillcats.
Three
the network.
Plus, for 45 years, we focused on developing the strength of our business. We earned the trust of our customers, partners, and employees by delivering professional service and maintaining the integrity of our products.
Here tonight?
And we're trying to make good on our business for each of our communities. Strength, trust, business. Standing on this foundation, we're strong and stand ready for you. I'm Bob Chapman, and I invite you back with us.
If your Hillcats scored by runs to spell out wings, the first 100 fans will receive a Buffalo Wild Wings coupon. Buffalo Wild Wings on Ward Road is the place to celebrate before and after Hillcats games. Join them for their BOGO Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Plus, by becoming a Blazer Rewards member, you can score free beat-ups, food, and more just through your loyalty. Buffalo Wild Wings on Ward Road in Lynchburg, the greatest of all time.
Cooper Family McDonald's has sponsored the McDouble of the game. When a Hillcats player hits a double, fans sitting in the selected McDouble sections will go home with a free McDouble coupon courtesy of Cooper Family McDonald's. Tonight's McDouble section is Section 5.
Elmer Rodriguez Cruz will tow the rubber for Salem. 1-2 with a 3.06 ERA, the fourth round pick. Tito Alto Puerto Rico.
Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, a highly touted prospect for Boston. He ranked in the top 10 in the Carolina League in strikeouts. Although, his last handful of starts, his last five to be exact, he has allowed a run. However, this season against Lynchburg, he went four innings, picked up the loss. Only one hit, though. 9 strikeouts, 2 earned runs. So he was able to strike out a lot of hitters, but Lynchburg was able to pull that one out.
1-2 on the season. He's ahead of Christian Namchick. Early part of this AB. 0-1. Namchick watches it sail high and wide. 1-1. His last outing against Fayetteville, not his best. 2 walks, no strikeouts in 3 innings. 4-hit baseball, giving up 5 total runs. 2 of them were earned. So misses out wide to Namchick.
That was a rare relief appearance for Rodriguez Cruz this season. His sole relief appearance on the season. And yeah, it didn't go so hot.
And it is different when you come out of the bullpen. Some guys just can't find a rhythm. The game's already in motion. You have to be the guy that tees things off. Sometimes it's vice versa. Breaking ball popped up, out of play. That's why you have openers in professional baseball. See a bullpen arm come out for the first inning and hand it over to a starting pitcher who ends up going 5-6 innings. 2-2. Chip files it away.
That foul ball is 2-2. And 4-6 play on Timberlake Road.
This was something we were missing yesterday when Esteban Gonzalez led off, or kind of when Esteban Gonzalez leads off in general. He's very aggressive, where Napchik able to battle in this count, see some pitches.
Well, right at the plate, and Napchik able to stay alive, forcing Rodriguez free to work.
They've seen him before, but it's important for a leadoff guy to have a longer at-bat like this, because not only are you getting that pitch count up, but you're also making him use pitches that you're seeing for the first time.
Flare shot up the middle. Picked by Anderson. Put away. That's the first baseman for Leeds. And Matic will get aboard on the air. Lynchburg has the first base runner of tonight's ball game.
Anderson playing short today. Of course, he saw him at third yesterday, but he played both short and third in the series. He's listed as a third baseman, and that was a play he should have had. It was a soft hit ball. Natchik runs with good speed, but he had time. I think he thought he had to rush the throw, but he was there in time to beat Natchik. The throw was just off target.
We're on first, nobody out. Esteban Gonzalez digging in. He's going to go to short. Play by Anderson. They'll go the long way, and they get the trailer in Gonzalez as Natchik in the scoring
position.
Took the late reaction by Anderson. He had to fire it across the diamond.
Super late. And it didn't look like anything should have been obstructing his view. He had pretty clear sight line. I don't think Elmer Rodriguez Cruz was in his way. It was just a late break on the ball. And I think he even had time to go for Natchik. He definitely wasn't going to be able to double him up there. Both runners just run far too well. But to have Natchik in scoring position here for Antunez, it's a good break for Lynchburg. And hitting his scoring position yesterday was a problem. And they got a chance early to right their wrongs here in game four.
Fredo Antunez. Batting 258, one home run, 19 RBIs. 1-0, cut on and missed, one ball, one strike.
Antunez on the series, 1-for-8 with an RBI and a walk. He pushed his hit streak up to 8 games in the game previous to yesterday, so game 2. It was snapped yesterday, but that 8-game hit streak was his longest of the year.
That's driven deep right field. Antunez watching it and waves it goodbye. The second home run of the season with Lynchburg on top, 2-0.
Baseball in Lynchburg, and Alfredo Antunez seems to know it. He barreled that ball up.
101 off the bat for Antunez. He just skied that one over the right field fence. Good jump on Elmer Rodriguez Cruz to give Moultrie a little bit of extra cushion. That's how you want to start out a ball game. You want. Same down and away, one ball, one strike.
Now that's the Hillcats' first home run of the series, and that's kind of what they've been missing. Salem's been able to get a couple runs on the board with just one swing. Lynchburg hasn't had that potency and power, which has made it difficult, especially yesterday late in the game, to push runs across. One-two count to Mejias. The pitch swung on and missed. So, first strikeout for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the day in a good bounce back as Mejias, his woes continue. Took an 0-for-4 in game 2, and he's 0-for-10 on the series. Second strikeout. Just returning back home to Lynchburg as well. So, first strikeout of the day for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, and he picks up a lot of those, kind of his calling card. Pastrana will lay down a bunt, however, right in between the legs of the catcher Valoria.
Everybody clap your hands.
Not able to straighten it out, keeping it played. Pastrana, not exactly the fastest, but he does bat from the left side, and all series long, whoever's playing third base, whether it's Anderson or Encarnacion, they have been way off the bag and up towards second base, and it's another strike from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, this time a curveball that Pastrano swings through. So he'll be swinging from here on out. Early 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. Wilfredo Antunez, 2-run home run. His second of the season, RBI number 21, as he'll start a fresh hit streak after his 8-game streak was broken yesterday, and the Hillcats set down back-to-back after the 2-run shot from Antunez. Manuel Mejias and Jose Pastrano both go down via the swinging strikeout. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz bounces back, but not before Lynchburg strikes for two. Ward Moldrew, he's got some support on the scoreboard. Just the second inning, and the Hillcats hang a crooked number on the Salem Red Sox, Lele, 2-0.
Thank you to J&J, the Landscape Supply Center, for sponsoring the Hillcats Browns. Go to J&J for all of your residential and commercial landscaping supply needs, located at 14179 Ward Road across from the Lynchburg Airport, or visit us on the web at jmjcompanies.com for more information. Attention baseball fans, you ready to catch the Surfside wave? Get on your feet and join the fun. While you're enjoying your favorite team, don't forget to grab a Surfside Iced Tea Plus Vodka. Bourbon blend of premium vodka and real tea with only 100 calories and just 2 grams of sugar, all with absolutely zero bubbles. Surfside flavors include iced tea, peach tea, half and half, and lemonade. Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside wave this season.
Connor Young with you on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. We talked about Warwick Moldrew's lows in May already on the broadcast. Let's just take a deeper look at where the troubles have really arisen for the 6'4 righty from Atlanta, Georgia. In his last two starts, he's allowed 7 hits and 5 hits. 7 on May 25th, 5 on May 18th. He's also allowed 2 home runs in the month of May, in contrast to 0 homers surrendered in April. Is average against, in May, 286. So hitters have been seeing him well. Daniel Uten doesn't see the first pitch all that nicely as he'll swing through at 91 on the inside part of the plate for strike one. It'll be Uten, Lugo, and De Leon here in the top of the second after Anderson, Taylor Jr., and Encarnacion. 1-2-3 was set down in order by Rorick Moltrude in the first inning. 2-0, Hillcats lead. Alfredo Antunez saw to that with a 2-run home run. As a fastball away, lighting up the radar gun at 93 miles an hour, puts Moltrude ahead in the count to Uten. Uten 1-for-3 yesterday, 2 strikeouts on his ledger. The pitch, fouled back, will do it again. The defense for Lynchburg will look a little like this. Benjamin at first base, Aldui at second, Napchik at shortstop, Pastrano third, Sadui left, Gonzalez in center field, patrolling right, Wilfredo Antunez Lopez. He'll be putting the signs down, the backstop for Lynchburg today. High and tight to Uten, just under the knuckles. Fastball to get away for Rorick Moltrude. Infield shaded to the right side. Pastrano, the most glaringly shifted, the 1-2. Tapped, past Moltrude, charging play for Aldui, and he can't get it out of the glove. It gets stuck in the mitt. So Uten hustles out of the box, and he'll be warranted with what could be a base hit. It was a really softly hit ground ball in a good spot. So regardless if Aldui was able to make the transfer cleanly, it was going to be a tough out to beat Uten. Nevertheless, first base runner of the day for Salem, and it has been ruled an infield single. First pitch to Andy Lugo, misses for ball one. Lugo ranked 5th in the Carolina League in doubles with 12. Played right field yesterday, plays left today. As Uten will take off, the throw down from Lopez, in time! Robert Lopez catches Uten trying to steal a bag. As that'll be the first out at the top of the second. Rorik Moltrout sure is appreciative of his battery mate. The 1-1 back at the dish. Misses away. Lopez does the catching today. I mean, he is still in the lineup. As we already saw, he bats fourth. He'll be DHing. Both have been real good at limiting base runners, trying to nab an extra bag. This is foul to the right side, out of play for Lugo. 2-2 count. As I noted, Lugo, he'll play left today. He played right yesterday. He's a primary first baseman. The outfield for Salem is stretched thin. They just don't have a lot of guys to play out there, especially with Miguel Blaise going down. And that's a strikeout for Rorik Moltrout, number two of the game. The most we've seen him ban in one start was eight. Got a ways to go before he gets near that territory, but two up, two down for Rorik Moltrout following a first inning where it was three up, three down in order. Framie De Leon strolls up to the dish, batting 222. Put a cap on the Lugo statement. He didn't look too comfortable yesterday in right field. Didn't look comfortable at all. Didn't play a triple from Esteban Gonzalez all that well. Played a shallow single from Robert Lopez even worse. He's been moved to left, which I think actually makes sense against this Lynchburg team. Usually you try to hide an outfielder who's not all that comfortable. That's going to go over the head of Napchick and into shallow center. Cutting it off is Esteban Gonzalez, who patrols center today, as it's two hits for Salem in the top of the second. This time, Framie De Leon picks up the base knock. We haven't seen him since game one, I believe. If I can get through this Lugo statement, try it one more time. Usually you try to hide an outfielder who might not be all that confident in their fielding ability at right field, but against Lynchburg with how many lefties they have, it makes sense to shift him to left field for today. There we go, got through it. First pitch, grounded right back up to Moltrout. He's had to use the glove a lot already early in this start, and he retires for these for the third out of the inning. Framie De Leon stranded at first. Nathaniel Uten, he led off the inning with a single. Robert Lopez guns him down trying to take an extra base. Lynchburg leads 2-0. We're headed for the home half of the second. Lynchburg no catch. Radio Network.
Virginia State Police and challenge yourself to make a difference in the Commonwealth. With numerous career paths, your future is you. Visit VATrooper.com for more information and contact a recruiter today.
Bring your attention to the video board for tonight's Capital One. What's the normal shuffle? All right, is it one, two, or three? It's one.
Beautiful Friday evening here in the old Save the Bank Lateen Stadium. It's throwback night. You've got a crowd here on the concourse. One game ago, Lynchburg, their five-game win streak, which was the best hot streak of the season, was snapped in extra innings by Salem. Their record, that's the Hopecats, in extra inning games fell to 5-4 after the 8-3 loss to the Red Sox. The series now 2-1 in favor of the Hillcats. They look to secure the sweep in just game four today. First pitch strike for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, and then dumped into shallow right for Juan Benjamin. Kicking it forward is Nathaniel Uten, but it won't matter. Benjamin, the damage is done. He picks up, to lead off single. Lynchburg in back-to-back innings to start off the game. has gotten their leadoff man on base just an abject reach being an error. And he was promptly knocked home with a towering two-run home run from Alfredo Antunez. That's where our score lies as of now, 2-0, Yokats. Juan Benjamin checked up on by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He was drafted in the fourth round out of Leadership Christian in 2021. Rodriguez Cruz hails from Puerto Rico. His first pitch to Sadui. Finds the zone. Strike one. This is a Hillcats lineup that is a bit sapped of stardom. No Angel Hanau today. No Ralphie Velasquez, Jason Turio. Those guys, they make up a lot of the regular season team leaders when it comes to stats. Juan Benjamin takes off. Rolled. Fouled out of play for Sadui, so Benjamin will have to head back. For example, Angel now leads the team in average hits, RBIs, and doubles. Velasquez leads the team in home runs. On base percentage, Jason Turio leads the team with 424 on the year. Slugging percentage, Angel now in the top spot, 556. Walks, Jason Turio, 33. So that's a lot of your offense that you're counting on game in and game out just gone. So it's going to be up to guys like Christian Napchuk, Wilfredo Antunez, Juan Benjamin, who just got on with a single. He'll be checked up on by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz for the second time, back with no problem on both attempts. Those guys are going to have to pick it up here in game four, and so far so good for Jordan Smith. 0-2 count. Here to Lecter Sadui. Juan Benjamin fainted to go for second. Took an egregious secondary lead. It prompted Valoria to get out of his crouch and cock his arm back for a throw down. Yeah, this is the third throw over, and this is a balk. One too many times. Right out of the hand, Erlen Cerda was motioning to the field umpire, Gustavo Garza, that should be a free base for Juan Benjamin, and Erlen Cerda was right, as observant as ever. So, advancing into scoring position is Juan Benjamin. Erlen Cerda, the first base coach for Lynchburg. Jordan Smith, the manager, the third base coach. And Erlen Cerda, not unfamiliar with Lynchburg. Spent a portion of his playing career here. Played 32 games with the Hillcats during the 2018 season. Since then, he's spent seasons as the bench coach with the Guardians Arizona Complex affiliate. Fouled by Sadui off the Shules home side. Couch stays put at 1-2. Sadui 0-for-1. He pinch hit for Luis Durango yesterday. Luis Durango coming back off injury for the second straight game. He was away from the team for 24 days after an ankle injury. So that game yesterday, going all the way to the 11th inning, prompted Jordan Smith to make sure that they weren't overworking Luis Durango too early. Lecter Sadui enters for him, hence the 0-for-1 pinch hit appearance. 2-2 count with Juan Benjamin leading off second. Elmer Rodriguez in some trouble. The pitch. Strike three looking. Lecter Sadui caught staring as that pitch certainly well within the zone. Robert Lopez has been swinging a hot bat. 2-for-4 with a walk in yesterday's contest. First pitch to Lopez is a breaking ball that Lopez swings through. Salem, for whatever reason, they don't mind a road trip. 16-11 in road games, 8-13 at home. So they've done most of their damage away from Salem, Virginia. This is popped and chased by Encarnacion. He'll lose interest after he sees it land in the fourth row on the third base side. How to flick. There's no due count to the catcher, Lopez. His average, 236 on the season. One home run, 16 RBIs, 15 RBIs. Rather. Pittsburgh currently 4 games out of 1st and 4th place. Salem in 5th place, 6 games from the Carolina Mudcats. Spiked at 89 for Elmer Rodriguez-Cruz. Making the block was Valoria. We've seen 3 different catchers for Salem. All 3 that are rostered. Daniel McIlvaney, Juan Montero, and today, Diego Valoria. 2023 Valoria spent the season with the Florida Complex League team of the Red Sox. Robert Lopez dumps one to deep left. Giving the wave is Jordan Smith to Juan Benjamin, who will cross home. And Robert Lopez is on a bit of a tear. 2-for-4 yesterday, a multi-hit game in his appearance before that, and now an early RBI as the Hillcats give some early insurance to Warwick Moultrie in back-to-back innings. I'll be honest, I was worried about this current iteration of the Hillcats order without Hinal, Velasquez, Trujillo, and the like, but they have been just fine. Randall Dewey tops one foul into the Salem dugout. Well, Dewey in game 2 was 1-for-3 in his Hillcats debut. Pittsburgh's offense has been potent. They rank within the top 3 of the most important offensive statistics. Into left field again, chasing is Lugo over his head off the top of the wall. It's a hit parade in Lynchburg, and Robert Lopez crosses home. Frano Dubu takes his place, but not before he registers his first RBI as a Lynchburg Hillcat. Oh, wow. Single to start us off in the bottom of the second for Juan Benjamin. He advances to second off a bog. Promptly crosses home after a double from Lopez. Fran Aldewey does the same, takes Lopez's place. First pitch to Christian Napchik on the inside half. No offer. According to Gustavo Garza. 1-0. Swung and a miss. Rodriguez Cruz in a bit of trouble. As the order flips around, Christian Napchik reached via the error in the bottom of the first. He would come around to score. He was 0-for-5 yesterday. Two-one count after the breaking ball misses. Last game was a tough one for Lynchburg. It really felt like they were building to something. 5 straight wins, 2 straight to start the series. Send there for strike 2 away to Napchik. Lynchburg was as close as they've been to the top spot in the north, and the end of the first half is drawing closer with each passing day. That was a big setback. However, there's still time left, and if the Lynchburg offense is going to be firing like this, it should be just fine. Full count to Napchik. We talked about at the top of the broadcast. Rodriguez Cruz, he's coming off arguably his worst appearance of the season. So he comes into Lynchburg scuffling a bit. That could continue. Full count for the man out of Louisville. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. I'll tell you what. Rodriguez Cruz, he might not have his best stuff today. That breaking ball has sure looked good. That's his 4th strikeout. Just about every out he's recorded has been done on his own. All but 1, to be exact. The fielder's choice. It was hit by none other than Esteban Gonzalez, who strolls into the box on the left-handed side. Strike one to the center fielder today. Two down. And Franel Dewey, 180 feet away, leads off second. The 0-1. Into left field and shallow. It's going to be a tough play. Over the head of Lugo, as he didn't have a good route to that ball at all. It's another RBI double, the third of the inning. And the Hillcats, they smell blood in the water.
That's another Hillcats big double. Fans in section six.
5-0 as it stands. There's going to be a meeting on the mound for a clearly disheveled and frustrated Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Franel Dewey comes around to score the third run of the inning. And Wilfredo Antunez will bat with Esteban Gonzalez in scoring position. Wilfredo Antunez, if you're wondering how his night's going, he had his second home run of the season in the bottom of the first. The two RBI blast that got the Hillcats going. And the jump start has been well appreciated down the line for Lynchburg. They've put together 5 hits already. And in 11 innings, yesterday, all they could manage was 7. Only scored 3 runs in that game as well. They've already got 5. 3 in just this inning alone. Now that's baseball for you. You look at this lineup for Lynchburg and you wonder where the runs are going to come from, and they show you.
Right fielder,
just about anyone in that dugout can get the job done if they're feeling good that day. Alfredo Antunez is sure feeling good. 1-for-1 with a home run. Rodriguez Cruz, the pitch count up to 41. As Antunez offers at a pitch down and away. It would have been ball one. Instead of strike one, that's a foul. Rodriguez Cruz sets the belt. Flying down the right field line out of play. That Schultz home sign getting peppered as it usually does by Lynchburg batters. Lefty after lefty after lefty. Schultz home sign down the first base line. The 0-2. Fouled off again. One game ago, Lynchburg's pitching staff was fantastic. 20 strikeouts through the 11 innings, which tied their season best. First time they eclipsed 20, 15 of them came from Matt Wilkinson, who now in High A, Lake County. Back here in Lynchburg, the 0-2. Esteban Gonzalez gets a head start. And it's the third consecutive foul ball off the bat of Wilfredo Antunez, who continues to battle his numbers after his productive first at bat, we'll say. He's coming in at a 265 average, 2 home runs, 21 RBIs. Antunez second in the Carolina League in triples. He's got 4. A breaking ball. Aiming for the top right corner. Just over the spot. First ball taken by Antunez. Manuel Mejias waits on deck. Infield playing Antunez straight up as Rodriguez Cruz will step off the mound and regroup. 4 hits in the inning. 2 strikeouts as well. Taking off again is Esteban Gonzalez. The head start will be fruitful. That's going to find the gap. Wilfredo Antunez thought about second. He'll scurry back to first. But Esteban Gonzalez crosses home plate as it's a 2-for-2 day with 3 RBI for Wilfredo Antunez. And we're not out of the bottom of the second.
Number 11, Manuel.
Have a day, young man. haven't seen Lynchburg string together an inning like this in a while. First pitch to Mejias outside. Ball one. Four runs across in the bottom of the second. 6-0. The old cat advantage. Foul off the back foot of Mejias. No limp. Out of the batter's box and adjusts his Evo Shield shin guard, as it didn't offer him too much protection on that. Six earned runs for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the most he's given up this season. He allowed 6 in the whole month of April. 1-2 count to Manuel Mejias. 0-for-1 with a strikeout, the first victim of the evening for Rodriguez Cruz. Off the handle, out of play.
That ball is brought to you by Chick-fil-A on Chick-fil-A Road.
The 1-2. Tap to the pitcher. He'll take it to first himself. Didn't want to risk a flip to police the first baseman who was readily covering the bag. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz will take it himself. But Lynchburg explodes. Four runs, in just the second inning. Wilfredo Antunia is off to a pretty good game. He's 2-2. Three RBIs and a home run already. Lynchburg, 6 hits in the game. 6 runs as they lead 6-0. You're listening on the GoCats Radio Network.
Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com to book a course there. Vandoria is your shower for South Falls Kids Club, presented by Cooper Family McDonald's. You find more information at promogroup.com.
Of a potential start to remember. Stanley Tucker, the righty, jumpy on the first pitch, fouls it down the third baseline out of play for strike one. 2 strikeouts to Moultrude's name. 1/3 of the way there against Stanley Tucker, who bats 138 on the season. He was 1-for-6. Last night, he's able to hold up on a high breaking ball at 81. It'll be Tucker, Valoria, and Anderson. 8-9-1 due up for Salem. Moultrude goes away. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. Then misses for a 2-1 count.
We're audio only for time.
The 2-1 foul back over the netting and out of play is we'll even up at 2-2. Lynchburg, a 7-2 advantage in the season series against Salem in 2024. The 2-2 misses 82 mile an hour breaking ball that looped to the right of the dish. Full count to Stanley Tucker. Tucker offered at ball four, was able to foul it back off the backstop. Earn himself with a try against Ward Mulcrew, where Mulcrew probably feels like just got bailed out by Tucker. It was a fastball that wasn't executed all that well. The 3-2 this time. Pass Tucker for strike three and strikeout number three of the game. Roaring Mulcrew will give us our first look at Diego Valorio. We haven't seen him yet this series. And the average might indicate why. A 118 batting average coming in today. First pitch swinging for Valorio, much like we saw from Tucker. Start off the inning. Fouled it back off the netting. Six hits for Lynchburg, two for Salem, 6-0. Lynchburg out in front, one down here in the top of the third. The 1-1 set to be underway. Mulcrew gathers. Gets the sign from Lopez. Sets at the belt. Rocks, kicks, fires. Fouled into the netting. Gloria consistently behind the fastball of Rorick Mulcrew as the Atlanta, Georgia native works himself ahead. The 1-2 swung on, popped out of play, landing behind Robert Lopez into the first row, right behind home plate. This crowd, I continue to comment on it, but it's growing. Both baselines just about full. We'll try the 1-2 again. Tapped. Front of Lopez foul as Valoria wasting some pitches from Walter. He's now at 37 pitches. Not a bad number. After 2 1/3 inning. One strike away from 2 2/3. The 1-2 once more. Fouled again. And if I was Valoria, why... arms would be absolutely shot at this point. A couple days ago, some of the staff here at the Bangla James Stadium took some batting practice. I came up there expecting to have the same performance I was used to from back in my high school days. After about 5 swings, I was completely dog tired. The 1-2 again. Misses. It's a curveball coming in at 75. Mulford, he does have a bevy of pitches at his disposal. He'll go fastball, change, slider, as well as a much slower 75 mile an hour curveball. The 2-2. Lined right to Benjamin. Played it perfectly over at first base. He didn't get the leather on it. He was headed for his jaw. No problem for Benjamin, as sure-handed as ever. The second out of the top of the third inning. 6-0. Lynchburg out in front. First pitch, sent deep by Antonio Anderson. Camping under is the center fielder, Gonzalez, who makes the one-handed grab to end the inning. 1-2-3. We're able to stay in the top of the first. Now the top of the third for Roaring Mulcrew, as he He does his job as a starting pitcher not only to set down the side in order, but to get this red-hot offense, True Lynchburg, back in the batter's box. So far, they've gone for 6-2. Let's see what they can do in the bottom of the third. You don't want to miss it here on the Hillcast Radio Network.
Be sure to vote for your favorite Hillcast this year for a chance to win new walks, courtesy of Arthur's Tool. Visit our promo booth above Section 5 to cast your vote and submit your entry in the contest. The winner will be announced and presented with the walks during Fan Appreciation Night on September 1st. Arthur's Tool. Can't strike out on an Arthur's Dime.
Fans would like to take this time to welcome the following troops to Bangor James Stadium. Big Brother Big Sister of Central Virginia, Dirt Bags Baseball, Island Ice Baptist Church, AMG Horn Family, Chris Communication, Sherwin Williams, happy birthday to GW, Virginia 529, happy birthday to Ian Fry, FX Baptist Church.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium in beautiful Lynchburg, Virginia, the Blue Ridge Mountains looking as majestic as ever. The backdrop we're treated to here in the Bank of the James Stadium. Jose Pastrano strolls in. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Don't get another inning. The Imperial pitching coach, Rivera, will allow him to try to straighten things out here in the bottom of the third. Jose Pastrano grounds one to first. Encarnacion will take it himself. Or Feliz, excuse me, the first baseman today. Encarnacion in that spot yesterday.
Number two, Benjamin.
He reports the first out of the inning all by himself on just one pitch. For Rodriguez, Jose Pastrano, 0-2 after the strikeout. Now the ground out. Brings up Juan Benjamin, who's 1-for-1, scored a run. Single to lead off the bottom of the second, where Lynchburg would eventually strike for 4 runs. First pitch to him, misses away, ball one. 3 unassisted for Jose Pastrano, for all the view scoring at home. Chalk this one up, 4-3. Juan Benjamin rounds out to Framie De Leon. Second out of the inning, the bottom of the third going much quicker. Then the second, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz needs an early swing and weak contact from Lynchburg. Two down here in the bottom of the third for Lexer Sadui, who will oblige on the first pitch as well. Into the shadows goes Lugo, and it's over his head! A routine fly ball that Lugo just loses track of, but he makes up for it with a perfect throw. Lexer Sadui was going for third base. Lugo can't make the grab in left field, but he sure can make the throw and a hop to third base. Encarnacion slaps the tag on the chin of Lexer Sadui just to add insult to injury, as would look like an interesting back half of the bottom of the third turns into an overeager play from Lexer Sadui that earns him a trip to the dugout. Roared Moldrew already out on the hill as he'll get set for the top of the fourth. Nat!
Yeah.
Kelly Taylor Jr. Man, Kelly Taylor Jr. is nice.
Doesn't get the call from Derek Pacheco. From Altrude, we talked about it. He's got a changeup, slider, curveball. This time the fastball lined into right field. Antunez camps under for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. It's been the mantra for Rorick Moultrude here in game number four. Talked about earlier in the broadcast how Lynchburg dropped yesterday's matchup in extra innings. 8-3 the final after a 5-run top of the 11th that the Hillcats couldn't respond to in the bottom of the 11th. And that one felt like it really set the Hillcats back because they were rolling, headed towards the top of the division. This is grounded to Uten. Benjamin the flip to Moultrude for the third out of the inning. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Rorick Moultrude not giving me much time to talk here as he has just absolutely run through Salem. Fantastic first four innings for Rorick Moultrude. Hillcats, they haven't been too bad with the bats either. 6-0 they lead here in the Hill City.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Six nothing. Hillcats out in front. Rodriguez Cruz's day is done. Three innings, six hits. Six run, only four of them earned for Rodriguez Cruz. Four strikeouts. His ERA up to 3.82 as a result. So the Red Sox will go to the bullpen. And into the game is Royman Blanco, who we've seen already in this series. Blanco, he's been real good out of the pen for Salem, and not only by the Red Sox standard, but when you look at his numbers across the Carolina League for relievers, they are top tier. His first pitch to Lopez misses for a ball. For Blanco, he has four wins on the season out of the bullpen, which is first in the Carolina League, and that is an incredible play by the first baseman, Felix. Feliz jumps up, makes a one-handed grab over his head on a ball that was smoked from Robert Lopez. That should have been Lopez's second hit of the day, which would have given him, back-to-back multi-hit games. Instead, it's just a fantastic play at first base. For Albert Feliz. And a loud first out in the bottom of the fourth. As I was saying, for Blanco, his four wins on the season. Good for third in the Carolina League. First pitch strike to Aldui as he falls behind 0-2 in the count. Aldui will call timeout. His last plate appearance was a double. Well, as his first RBI as a Hillcat. He went 1-for-3 in his debut, 1-for-1 with an RBI in the sequel. The 1-2 chop foul. Pharrell Dewey. He played 5 games in the Arizona Complex League prior to joining the Hillcats this season, and he was hotter than the Arizona Sun, held an average of 429 in those 5 games. Inside is the 1-2. Just about hit. Old Dewey was able to dance out of the way as it was just an 84-mile-an-hour slider for Blanco, whose number is coming in today. 270 ERA. Not too bad. 4-2 record out of the bullpen for Salem. The 2-2. Low. Full count. Six hits, 6 runs for the Hillcats. 2 hits, 2 errors. The goose egg in the run department for Salem. The full count. Fouled to the right of Erland Serta, the first base coach. The 3-2 from Blanco. Skied. And playable for the right fielder, Uden. 2 down. Inauspicious bottom of the 4th inning for Lynchburg. For the most part, much like the bottom of the 3rd was. Christian Napchik will bat 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Napchik leads off today. First pitch to the leadoff man. Misses on the inside half. 79 miles an hour on the breaking ball. The 1-0. In there for a strike. Belt-high fastball right down the middle. Christian Napchik lets it fly. Derek Pacheco gives him the point. 1-1 count. Blanco goes back up to the top of the zone, misses his mark. The 2-1 from Roymond Blanco. Bunted by Napchik, and it's a beautifully placed bunt. We've talked about the third base positioning from Salem and Liam Carroll all day long, and all series long. Encarnacion stays true to what we've seen, shaded to the second base back and playing deep. Christian Napchik takes note, and he'll bunt aboard and be credited with a single, his first of the contest. Blanco, the last time he pitched was against Lynchburg. He went 2/3 innings, allowed a hit on 2 runs. Only one of them was earned. Esteban Gonzalez to the plate. Christian Napchik takes off for second. And it would have been a close play had Antonio Anderson held on to the baseball. But the momentum of Christian Napchik whooshing past him knocked the ball out of his mitt. In that last appearance against the Hillcats, Blanco was charged with the loss. So he would allow a home run. The home run was hit by Lexer Sadui, his first homer of the season, as him and Al Dewey, the Dewey brothers, as I've started calling them, not sure if that'll catch on, both have been swinging some hot bats as of late, Al Dewey more than Sadui. It's a 2-0 count to Esteban Gonzalez, who is 1-for-2 with a double. Christian Napchik leads off second. 2-1 finds the bottom of the zone. Esteban Gonzalez gives Derek Pacheco a head tilt, and Pacheco hears some words from the Hillcat faithful. One of the largest collections of a Hillcat crowd we've seen in 2024. The 2-1 misses. So, Esteban Gonzalez in a hitter's count. A stolen base for Napchik. believe, is number 10 on the year. Number 11. Sold him one short. Ball four to Esteban Gonzalez. First walk of the early appearance for Royman Blanco. Uh-oh. Wilfredo Antunez. Up to bat with two on, two out. A home run and a single. Three RBIs to his name. Did so in back-to-back innings. The bottom of the first and the bottom of the second. Got the third off. Back and ready to go to work in the fourth. First pitch at his back foot. 78 miles an hour on a curveball for ball one. The 1-0. Swung on, fouled. Landed in the concourse on the left side. Seven hits for Lynchburg. They lead 6-0 with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Line to deep right. On his horse is Uten. Is going to get over his head as Wilfredo Antunez continues his masterful day at the plate. And that's triple number 5 and two RBIs. Wilfredo Antunez is a double shy of the cycle. We could be seeing history here in Lynchburg. Wilfredo Antunez picks up his 5th RBI of the game. Hits his 5th triple, which is good for 2nd in the Carolina League. Manuel Mejias will check in with Antunez 90 feet away. Mejias 0-2. One of the few Hillcats to remain hitless. It's a 7-0 lead for Lynchburg. First pitch to Mejias was a ball, so it's a 1-0 count. The 1-0. Skied into right. This should be playable, and it is. Taking a couple steps in is Uten, who makes the grab to end the inning. 5 RBIs for Wilfredo Antunez already, and we've played 4. Still got a while to go, and if Antunez keeps for this pace, he could have an historic night. He already has the most RBIs in a single game we've seen from a Hillcat in 2024. And thanks to him, the Hillcats lead 8-0. Rorick Moltrude back out on the mound. The Hillcats are rolling at the plate. What else could you want on a beautiful Friday in the Bank of the James Stadium?
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lugo, De Leon, and Feliz due up in the top of the fifth. We're going to remain audio only unless something changes here in the Bank of the James Stadium due to some technical difficulties that Jason Prill is working through diligently, so kudos to him. But back here on the diamond, we're being treated to a beauty. The Hillcats have hung a crooked number in every frame besides the third. And they lead 8-0. on a day where Wilfredo Antunez is a double away from the cycle, and we've got a lot of baseball left to be played. On the mound, Rorik Moltrude has tossed a gem. Four scoreless so far. Three strikeouts, no walks, just two hits. 0-2 count, first two pitches on the outside half at 90 for a strike. Lugo's 0-1. He was one of the three strikeout victims we've seen. The 0-2 tried to get Lugo to fish. Lugo decides not to bite. Good choice. 1-2 count. The 1-2. Up the middle. That's going to get down and find some grass. Right in front of Esteban Gonzalez. So Lugo finds his first hit of the day. The third of the game for Salem. And their second leadoff base runner of the contest. Nathaniel Uten, who bats just one spot ahead of Lugo, led off the top of the second with a base hit. He decided he would try for second, and Robert Lopez quickly retired him. See if Lugo learned from his Red Sox counterpart. Framy De Leon to the dish. Strike one to De Leon on the outside half at 89. De Leon not happy with the call. We've seen Liam Carroll get ejected from a game already in this series, all the way back in game one. First ejection we've seen in the Bank of the James in 2024. Same spot. This time at 90 miles an hour, and it's the same result in the eyes of home plate umpire Derek Pacheco. No balls, two strikes. De Leon bats 232. He's 1-1. The 0-2. Little eye. Another fastball from Moltrude. Three straight to De Leon. This one above the letters of the Salem Red Sox jersey. The pitch. Skied. Pastrano doesn't break the barrier of the third base foul line to pursue it. That floats out of play. Connor Young with you on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Lynchburg leads 8-0 in the top of the fifth inning. It's a leadoff single from Andy Lugo. He stays put at first. Framy De Leon in a 1-2 count fouls off another. Rorik Moltrude on the mound for Lynchburg. He's approaching 60 pitches. Is yet to record an out in the top of the fifth. His season high is 75, and he's gotten near that number a couple other times, but hasn't breached it. 73 and 71, the other two longest outings. He'll throw over, keep Lugo close. The 1-2 once more. Lugo takes off. In a 1-2 count, De Leon was required to swing at an 82-mile-an-hour slider in the top half of the strike zone. That surely would have been called a strike had De Leon watched it pass to allow Lugo to try to take second. So he fouls it back off the netting. Lugo has to walk back to first. Moltrude working quickly. We'll go again, and it's a beautiful breaking ball. Pinpoints. The corner down and away, as it's the first backwards K of the day for Salem, and the fourth strikeout in total for Rorik Moltrude, the first out of the top of the fourth. We saw Lugo try for second. However, had to make his way back to the bag after he was fouled off by De Leon. Albert Feliz into the batter's box, fouls off the first pitch. Lugo got some speed to work with and 9 stolen bases to his name in 2024. Struggled in the outfield so far this series. He does not look comfortable with his cleats in the grass whatsoever. 0-1 count back of the dish to Feliz. Batting average well below the Mendoza line at 118. He has 3 home runs at least, so he's bringing some pop. That's about it for Salem so far this season. He's 0-1. Grounded out back to the pitcher in the top of the second. 0-1 to Albert Feliz. Lugo takes off again. Lopez looking to throw out his second runner of the game, and it's a close play. Lugo under the tag of Aldui. So it's the first stolen base of the game for Salem. 10th of the season for Andy Lugo. And Albert Feliz will bat with a runner in scoring position. And it's the first runner in scoring position Rourke Moultrude has been faced with. 91 upstairs for a ball. 2-1 count to Feliz, who wears no batting gloves. His socks high and black Under Armour cleats. Very old school feel on a throwback day back to the 90s here at the ballpark. 2-1. Straight up. Moultrude points to it. Lopez discards his mask. Makes the grab. Has to leave his feet. End up on his stomach, sliding like a penguin just to the left of the Lynchburg Hillcats L. That is carefully painted behind home plate before every game by our grounds crew, as Lopez makes a fantastic play that his battery mate Moultrude appreciates. Second out of the top of the fifth, coming in flashy fashion for Robert Lopez. Stanley Tucker into the right-hander's batter's box. 0-1 with a strikeout. His average at 136. Lugo remains at second. The first pitch down and away in the dirt. Lopez makes the backhanded stop. Able to smother it with his big catcher's mitt. 1-0 count. Two down. 8-0 game. Andy Lugo leads off second after leading off the inning with a single and stealing second. Another pitch that misses outside for Moultrude, who seems to be losing his command just a tidge. 2-0 count now to Tucker. In the on-deck circle is the 9-hitter, Diego Valoria. The 2-0. Barely able to get a piece of it. Does make contact. Weak and out of play for strike one. Moultrude now up to 67 pitches, so approaching that 75 number, which has been a hard stop for the righty. The 2-1 again. Again, Moultrude goes back away. However, in the dirt, once again, this time a slider, so a little bit more acceptable than when he was spiking fastballs in the left-handed hitter's batter's box. The ball, nonetheless, 3-1 count to Tucker, who's been patient, and you can't blame him. He's going to make Moultrude come to him. The 3-1. This time goes to the inside part, and that was a lot more competitive. It was a good pitch for Moultrude at 91. However, misses, according to Derek Pacheco, which will be the first walk of the game for Rourke Moultrude. He does not give out free passes often at all. Stanley Tucker will draw the walk for Moultrude on the season. Just 9 walks coming into today, so that's the 10th base on ball that he's allowed. But you compare it to his 43 strikeouts. You'll live by that ratio. Tony Arnold comes out, pitching coach for Lynchburg, TA. talks with Moultrude and Lopez. Derek Pacheco comes out to break up the powwow. Tucker leads off first. Lugo stands on second, chatting with El Dewey, the second baseman for now. Tony Arnold back to the dugout and about to get back underway here at the Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats lead 8-0. Moultrude one out away from getting out of his fifth inning of work unscathed. Lugo does lead off second, and he has great speed. The infield for Lynchburg, Pastrano, Napchik, Aldewey, Benjamin. Throw over to second for Moultrude. Aldewey shuffles over to cover the bag. Lugo in without a dive, or even really a concerted effort to get back in time. It was more of an obligation throw to second base than Moultrude after he made the turnover and stepped off the rubber. This one more intentful, and it's over the head of Aldewey. Lugo didn't pick it up in time, and Esteban Gonzalez was quick to charge in. Scoop that ball up so everyone stays put, but Moultrude might have learned his lesson when it comes to throwing over to second, especially when Aldewey's your target, who, much like myself, is a tad vertically challenged. Aldewey 5'7", as listed. First pitch to Valoria, strike one. Valoria 0-1, he lined out in the third. It's been the longest inning we've seen from Moultrude. Pitch number 71 on its way. And grounded to Benjamin, who spears it. He'll take it himself as Moultrude works out of the inning and hangs a zero on the scoreboard for the fifth consecutive time. You would think that would probably be the day's work for Rorick Moultrude, and if it was, you couldn't be happier if you're Jordan Smith and Tony Arnold. Five straight zeros as Lynchburg has jumped on top of Salem on the other end with the bats. They lead 8-0. Here in the Hill City.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Pastrano, Benjamin, Lexer, Sadui. That'll be the 3-to-greet. Raymond Blanco in his second inning of relief. He came in the bottom of the fourth, allowed two runs to cross home. Pastrano, first pitch flare into shallow right. Uten to step in to make the grab for the first out. One down already for Blanco. Brings up Juan Benjamin. Benjamin, 1-for-2, singled. Advanced to second on a balk and was driven in by Robert Lopez. First pitch to Benjamin, misses outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Blanco works pretty fast. You'll see that pitch count still be in double digits by the time he delivers more times than not. Fouled off by Benjamin for strike one. The 1-1 misses outside to Benjamin. 2-1 the count. Benjamin, he hasn't seen as much success at the plate this season as he had 1 year ago. He batted 270 in 2023. The 2-1 right down the middle. 78 miles an hour on a curveball. To even the count up at 2-2. This year, he bats almost 100 points less. 189 as it stands for Benjamin. Biggest reason, he's got 41 strikeouts in comparison to 16 walks. Too much swing and miss in the game of Juan Benjamin early this season. The 2-2. Pops straight up. Patrolling over is the center fielder, Tucker. And he'll make the grab. 2-up, 2-down for Royman Blanco. Finding more success in a clean inning. Scratch that. He had a clean inning last inning as well. Finding more success in the fifth and the fourth. Least you can say. For the righty. First pitch to Lexer Sadui in there for a strike. Blanco seems to be settling in now. Lexer Sadui struck out, reached for a moment via the error. If you remember, Andy Lugo retreated back about five steps shy of the warning track, and the ball bounced off the webbing of his glove, the 1-1. Grounded foul. So Lexer Sadui, who was hustling pretty well out of the box, rounded second and tried for third. Lugo, as much as he struggled in the outfield picking up balls and reading the flights of these fly balls, did a good job hustling at least to get the ball back and fire it to third base. It beat Lexer Sadui, who was trying to stretch it to what would be a quasi triple, although it would go down as an E7. The 1-2 to Sadui misses on the inside half. Not too tempting. Down by the shins. A 79-mile-an-hour breaking pitch from Blanco that Sadui spits on. Two's all across the scoreboard in an 8-0 game. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Bottom five, Lexer Sadui. The 2-2. Tapped in between the legs of the catcher, Valoria. So we'll do it again. 34 pitches and counting for Blanco. The 2-2 for the second time. This time launched foul by Lexer Sadui. Reminiscent of the home run we saw from him earlier in this series. Wasn't able to straighten this one out as it lands just ahead of the berm where there is a large congregation of kids in throwback Hillcats uniforms. The 2-2 misses high. Full count to Sadui, who's done a good job battling at pitch number 8 we just saw. Nearing double digits for Blanco. And I know Liam Carroll wants to try to get some length out of Blanco here. The 3-2 fouled. Sadui won't go away easily. This one off the top of the foot, so he's going to have an extended leave out of the box as granted by Derek Pacheco to get his head back in the game. Right now it's on his foot, which I'm sure is throbbing. Full count. Encarnacion continues to play where the shortstop would be just about from third base. And this is lined right over his head, trending downwards, and Lugo doesn't make a play. It's a single for Lexer Sadui as that ball dropped right in front of Andy Lugo, who was coming in on it. And it's the first base hit for Lexer Sadui in the ballgame. He can join the majority of his Hillcats counterparts down the order today. And it has been, as I said earlier in the broadcast, a hit parade led by Wilfredo Antunez, who has homered, singled, and tripled. He's got 5 RBIs as well, so he's a double away from the cycle. Sadui takes off. Lopez sends a charge and a ball to right field, making the grab is Uten. So Robert Lopez squares up a 90-mile-an-hour fastball in the strike zone. But you got to hit it where they ain't. In that case, Uten was able to get to it in time. Five down. Lynchburg leads 8-0 as Rorick Moltrude has gone five strong. He's hoping to go another, although it looks like the Hillcats will go to the pen instead. We'll meet the reliever when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Ward Quillen Vasquez into the game for Lynchburg, but how about that start from Rorick Moltrude? And close the book on Moltrude after his best outing since the Myrtle Beach restart, where he came into the game halfway through and was fantastic. Led the way for Lynchburg, where they would eventually come back, capped off by a walk-off home run for Angel and Al. But Moltrude numbers, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Jason Frill, welcome back to the booth. You've been working tirelessly. We've got a good one here at Lynchburg. 8-0, the Hillcats lead. Moltrude was fantastic, and Tunez is a double away from the cycle. And Warquill and Vasquez into the game for Lynchburg.
It's good to be back in here after running around the ballpark.
First pitch fouled by Antonio Anderson, who is 0-for-2. Struck out and flew out. He has not had as good of a series as the man who bats behind him, Nellie Taylor Jr., excuse me. The 0-1 misses inside at 92 for Vasquez. Antonio Anderson, 0-for-4 yesterday with 2 strikeouts. The 1-1. Misses away. Not a bad pitch from Vasquez in at 91.
It's interesting. Anderson, one of the league leaders in walks, and he's only walked twice so far in this series coming into today.
2-1 offer. Chop to Benjamin, who's been busy over at first. He'll take it himself for the first out of the inning. That will bring up the man himself, Nellie Taylor Jr. 0-for-2 today, but he hasn't been handed too many offers. He was in game 2, where he had his 11-game hit streak ended, but he came back with a vengeance. Went 3-for-6 last night with a homer and an RBI double, as he was a key piece of the Red Sox snapping their 2-game loss streak to start off the series. The first pitch to him is a breaking ball at 73 that did not have enough snap to it. It floated high and stayed high for ball one.
Taylor seems like the kind of player that you can't keep down for too long. Just consistent at the plate, a nice, pure swing. His average, nowhere near the top of the league, but .267 is a very competent batting average for anybody in any lineup. And so Salem's lucky to be having a guy like Taylor that can contribute in the heart of the order.
The 1-1 tipped in and out of the glove of Robert Lopez, so Vasquez gets ahead of Nellie Taylor Jr. And he came into Lynchburg with no home runs to his name. We talked about how hard of a ballpark Salem can be to hit balls out of. And he had showcased the power in other ways. He leads the Carolina League and doubled with 14 after hitting his 14th last night. 1-2 count to him here. Vasquez kicks, fires. Taylor had the hands going, but certainly held up in time. Count moves to 2-2 on a breaking ball. Low and outside. Count even at 2. One down already in the top of the 6th. Vasquez in his first inning of work. He fires and gets Nellie Taylor Jr. swinging. Another arcing curveball, this time at 76, that Nellie Taylor Jr. was not ready for. He swings right through it and over it. First strikeout of the early appearance for Vasquez.
It really feels like we haven't seen that big of a break on his curveball yet this season. It looks sharp tonight. So something is clicking for him today with that curve. Hopefully he can keep it going.
Freely Encarnacion bats 274 on the season. First pitch finds the middle of the strike zone. Encarnacion watching it all the way. He's 0-2 today. The pitch outside, 1-1. Vasquez relieves Rorick Maltrude, who had maybe his best pure start of the season. There's that breaking ball again, this time at 78. It starts on the elbow of Encarnacion and dips into the strike zone for strike 2. Vasquez, his numbers, he has an ERA of 5.21 coming into today, and a win-loss record of 1-1. The 1-2. In the dirt, picked by Lopez. Used the glove. Didn't need to get dirty. But it's 2s across the scoreboard here in the top of the 6th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 8-0, the Hillcats out in front. Vasquez wants to set him down 1-2-3, and he will with a strikeout. Goes back to that breaking ball, which you're right, Jason, sure looks good today. Vasquez, one of the best innings we've seen from him so far this season, as he registers a strikeout against Nellie Taylor and Freely and Encarnacion. Bottom of the 6th coming up next on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Fran O'Dewey will lead off the inning. Christian Napchik behind him. Esteban Gonzalez will bat third. All three of them have a base hit today. O'Dewey and Gonzalez, an extra base hit, as O'Dewey racked up his first extra base hit as a Hillcat, along with his first RBI in a Lynchburg uniform. On the mound remains Royman Blanco, coming off a solid bottom of the 5th. Lexer Sidhui did reach on a single, but other than that, you got Pastrano, Benjamin, and Lopez to line out. Only Lopez's line out was all that hard. Eight nothing. Hillcats out in front. O'Dewey bats 400 in limited sample size. First pitch on the outside half to the second baseman in there for a strike. 40 pitches already thrown from Blanco, but Liam Carroll definitely wants to get some length out of the reliever after the sketchy start from their top prospect, Rodriguez Cruz. This is popped straight up off the handle. Valoria didn't realize he might have a play on it until it was already past its apex and hurtling back down to the dirt, and ended up landing past the on-deck circle, so it was going to be a long run. 0-2 count to O'Dewey. Encarnacion continues to play towards the second base bag as that ball's spinning like a top. Started in foul play, so it will remain foul. But it ended up making its way back in foul play on a ball that looked like it should have stopped dead in the earth right when it was hit. The 0-2 misses low. We saw Knapchick take advantage of the positioning of the third baseman Encarnacion by plopping a bunt down that got past the pitcher Blanco, and he picked up his first base hit in his last seven plate appearances, the 1-2 again, off the shin of Al Dewey. He fouls off another pitch, but this one is going to leave a mark. 1-2, the count remains. He's got a double RBI and a run. It's been a good day for Al Dewey. And every time he's gotten the start from Jordan Smith, it's been a pretty productive day at the plate. Yuko Ogata will come out to check on the second baseman. Jordan Smith will join in on the conference. And Erlen Cerda will take a couple steps in from his position.
$5 a piece. There's six holes in each bag. And a chance to win up to $100 at the end of the game.
Waiting in the wings, Christian Knapchick on deck. One for three. Esteban Gonzalez, and then if we get to him, Wilfredo Antunez, who at this point in the game, every at-bat of his is going to be weighted with bated breath around the bank of the James Stadium, as he's a double away from the cycle. On a day, he's homered, tripled, and logged five RBIs, which is the most in a single game from a Hillcat in 2024. And the triple from Antunez is his fifth, which is good for second in the Carolina League and first on the team.
You know, you and I were talking about him being in the three hole tonight, and we were a little confused about why he would move up so high, considering he's been down near the bottom half of the order for pretty much the entirety of the season, but he's made a case for him to be near the top of the order for the rest of the season tonight. An outstanding 3-for-3 ball game for Antunez.
Blanco looks in for the 1-2. He'll kick fire. Miss. Down by the shoot tops of Al Dewey, and last thing he needs is another ball on the top of the foot. Yeah, I've talked about it on the broadcast already. I looked at this lineup. I was a little worried for Lynchburg. No Hanau, no Chirino, no Velasquez. But it's been the most explosive offensive performance of the series. The 2-2 again. Grounded to the first baseman, Feliz. He'll make the flip to Blanco, who has to hurry, but gets Al Dewey in time for the first out.
Al Dewey really put his head down and just started hustling down the line, forcing Blanco to put a little extra pep in his step. He thought it might be an easy route to first, but when Al Dewey put his head down and started running, Blanco had to kick it into high gear just to be able to beat him. So I love the hustle. Even if you hit a ground ball, softly hit, you got to beat that out.
Especially when you just pelted one off the top of your foot a couple pitches ago. One ball, no strikes to Knapchick. 265 average, a home run, 14 RBIs, 1-for-3 today. He did strike out.
He's probably running that hard to get feeling back.
Big cut from Knapchick. Count moves to 1-1. He did reach in the bottom of the first on an error. He would come around to score a run after Antunez launched a ball over the right field wall. The 1-1 lined over the head of the second baseman, De Leon, and in front of the right fielder, Uten. So Christian Knapchick, back-to-back base hits. The first one a bunt, this one a little louder.
Nice, easy swing from Knapchick. Getting back in the hit column today. And he's pieced together a pretty solid afternoon. You love to have that kind of table setter at the top of your order.
Knapchick's been great at that this season. Tommy Hawk has been. We haven't seen him in a while. Esteban Gonzalez at times has been suitable in that role. Gonzalez strolls in to the left-handed batter's box.
It really feels like Lynchburg just hasn't been healthy this season, and that's frustrating because this team is talented.
And deep.
And very deep, and you have a lot of your guys who are making up that depth on the injured list.
Esteban Gonzalez launches one deep to right. It's been a while since he hit a home run, but he changes that. Everyone in this order is feeling it tonight. We got to go back to the 90s more often here in Lynchburg.
I think they misheard us. We said back to the 90s, not put 90 on the board.
double digits already. As Esteban Gonzalez, we talked about the power surge he was going with in Down East, where he launched multiple home runs in that series. And that's home run number 5 on the season. Antunez, shallow fly ball that Eugen comes in on, makes the chest high grab for the second out.
He was trying to be aggressive at the plate. He wants that double. He wants it so badly. He knows. Don't act like he doesn't. And the players know what's going on. They're
absolutely
not naive to it. He knows he just needs a double for the cycle. And it's been a long time since a Lynchburgian has hit for the cycle.
First pitch to Manuel Mejias. Strike one. He's been scuffling at the plate. This series especially has not been his best. The 0-1 misses down in the zone for Mejias. He's 0-for-12 so far this series. The 1-1 to him. Sent into left center field. Collapsing on it is the center fielder Tucker, who makes the running grab. Well, we've had a treat so far through 6 innings here in Lynchburg. 10-0. It's been an offensive explosion for the Hillcats, and we've seen a gem on the mound. Got a great crowd here on this beautiful Friday evening. All 2,391 of them have been treated, and we still got a ways to go. Jason Prill will take us the rest of the way on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, 4 rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
'90s night here at the ballpark. Jason Prill back with you. After running around the ballpark trying to figure out what was going on with our internet, still haven't figured it out to this point in time, so hopefully we can get that back up and running for tomorrow. It'll be the heart of the order. Uten, Lugo, and De Leon due up for Salem. However, I do believe that they brought in a new third baseman that we just have not been able to get the name on just yet. They substituted somebody in the top of the last inning. As Daniel Uten fouls it away for strike one. But we're going to have to wait a long while to figure out who that might be. Is Fraley Encarnacion. Actually, it may have been the shortstop, Antonio Anderson, who was pulled. One of them, according to the umpire, was pulled from the ballgame. We just have not gotten confirmation as to who exactly it was. And can't see numbers from the back of the jerseys from up here out in the field. Even if you have binoculars, they're not facing you. You're in trouble as Uten fights it off again.
If I was a betting man, I'd say it's probably going to be Alcantara into the game. They don't got a lot of infielders to work with. It's either him or Zanatello.
The 0-2 lined out of play, and Uten continues to battle here. We'll find out, maybe, when Anderson gets to the dish at the top of the order, but that's still a long ways away. It will happen based on mathematics, unless somehow the rain decides to start falling, which not a cloud in the sky. Cut on and missed, and Newton goes down swinging. Third strikeout for Vasquez. As we head to Andy Lugo. Lugo on the day, 1-for-2. He struck out once as well. Lugo, he's not bad at the plate. He just seems to be a liability in the outfield. Just takes awkward routes. Not really consistent with how he plays the baseball. He's listed as an infielder. And he's played first base in this series as well. But the outfield has been where he's played most of the time, and he just doesn't look comfortable. Ground ball in between first and second into right field. That'll be a base hit for Lugo. And I understand that's part of the game of minor league baseball, is trying to find positions and flexing guys around, but he just looks a little bit lost out there.
Yeah, I also think with Miguel Blaze going down, they don't have a lot of options. I mean, we've seen Nellie Taylor Jr. play in the infield, and he's an outfielder. We've seen, as you're talking about, Lugo in the outfield where he hasn't looked good. So, yeah, it definitely could be. Let's try to see if he can get some versatility, use him in the outfield here and there. But I think they also just need a body out there. And Lugo is ready and can hit, as we've seen this series.
Framy De Leon will step in. Some fan just got a broken bat. As a big cut and miss by De Leon. Looks like Salem was trying to figure out what they wanted to do with that bat. Maybe it fractured a little bit. And they decided just to put it in the crowd, and they gave it to a Hillcat fan. The 0-1. Little topper right back to the mound. Vasquez to second for one, and he dropped it. Knapcheck a little bit too quick with the transfer, and it bounced in and out of his glove. And everybody's safe.
Not a bad delivery from Vasquez there. Was a little low, but for Knapcheck, you want that ball. You're probably not going to be able to double it up, but you want to at least get the lead runner at second. Instead, everyone's safe. For Vasquez, that's tough.
Not only was it low, but it felt like Knapcheck wasn't prepared for how quickly it was going to come up on him, as Vasquez just rifled it in there. Nevertheless, two aboard, one away. 10-0 lead for Lynchburg, top of the seventh inning. Vasquez, the right-hander, misses down and in with the breaking ball for ball one. So Uten struck out to open up the inning. Lugo singled, and De Leon has reached on an error. In tight, Feliz has to back out of the way. And this is where you want to see some of these young guys really turn the corner. They're a lot better with nobody aboard, and as are most pitchers. But it seems like, for the Hillcats especially, when a runner gets aboard or two runners gets aboard, they start pressing a little bit, or they lose trust in their defense. And they try to make the perfect pitch, and it comes back to bite them. In there for a strike to Feliz, 2-1.
Yeah, Vasquez has certainly done that this season. I mean, his numbers aren't in a great spot. He's got a 4.82 ERA in the month of May, which is actually an improvement from April, where it was a 5.59 by month's end. So far, he's looked decent. His last inning was one of the best we've seen from him. But the pressure's on.
Ground ball over toward third. Pastrano chest high hop to Benjamin for one. Back to first. A pick. Not in time. Sorry, it was Aldui at second. Runners at the corners. And now there's two down. It was a close play at first. The Hillcats thought they had him, but they do get the middle runner.
More than that, it's a great pick from Juan Benjamin, who by no means is your usual first baseman. That, if it gets past him, is a run for sure, which you've got some leeway in that department. You're up 10-0, but it's still good to see him make the grab.
And at this point, you probably want to focus on getting a shutout. I know they're not going to tell you, oh, it's, we're up by 10, we're just trying to execute our stuff, but shutouts look really nice on a resume. And I know for Rorik Maltrud, who's had the outstanding start tonight, he's probably thinking, hey, bullpen, let's carry this all the way. The 1-0 from Ward Kellen Vasquez, missing down and away, two balls and no strikes.
For Jordan Smith, one of the agendas of this outing for Vasquez is probably just getting some innings out of him. He's gone 55 pitches as his most. He's around the 30 mark right now, but you would love to get at least one more after this, if not more. That would be asking a lot, but.
Line sharply foul. First strike one to Stanley Tucker. So two down, 2-1 advantage for Lynchburg, a 10-0 lead. Excuse me, a 2-1 count, 10-0 lead for Lynchburg. Boy, they have you fix the internet. You forget how to broadcast. The 2-1 from the right-hander. Missing down low, 3 balls and a strike. One of those days where you just, brain doesn't want to work too well. Runners at the corners on a beautiful, beautiful night in Lynchburg. The 3-1. Tried to paint the corner. Lost him. First walk issued by Vasquez. As Diego Valoria will step in. He's still 0-2.
First walk for Vasquez. There's only been 2 walks in the game in total. And they were both drawn by Stanley Tucker, who's been pesky. Hasn't really done too much damage, although he did go 1-for-6 yesterday, but he sticks around at at-bats, battles, fouls some good pitches off, and he's able to draw his second walk of the game.
First pitch misses down and away to Valoria, as now Robert Lopez wants to go out and check on his right-handed arm, and out comes Tony Arnold as well, as Arnold realizing that Vasquez, he went from a very quick and easy sixth inning when he went 1-2-3 through the Salem lineup to now he's allowed 4 straight base runners in some form or fashion with a fielder's choice in the middle of it. As bases are loaded, 2 down in the top of the seventh inning. And you're not worried about the game getting out of hand at this point in time. But you do want to find some confidence. And you want your bullpen guys in these types of outings to, one, eat innings, like you said, Connor, and, two, execute their stuff and focus on just making good, solid pitches so that hopefully they can build some confidence for the time that they're called on in a close game.
Yeah, you want things to snowball and to build off a good performance, have another. For Vasquez, as much as the shutout is on everyone's mind and is a factor, like you said, Jason, if I'm Tony Arnold, I'm saying, hey, I know there's 3 base runners around you. The bases are loaded. Go from the windup. Just pitch. We're up 10-0. No pressure, even though it feels like there might be.
The 1-0 is fouled back to the screen for ball one. Excuse me, for strike one. Man. Long day at the office, Connor. Long day at the office. Bases loaded. 2 down. Vasquez, the right-hander, rocks, kicks, pauses, and delivers. In the dirt, good block by Lopez as Valoria holds out his left hand to hold the runner at third.
0-for-2 day for Valoria. Lined out and grounded out to Benjamin, who took it himself. His average just dangling by a thread in triple digits, 105.
Just activated off the injured list a couple days ago. The 2-1, topped, but foul. 2-2. Getting out of this jam would do wonders for Vasquez's confidence. Too often, and more often than not, when he's found himself in these situations, he's given up a run. 10-0 lead for Lynchburg. Vasquez shakes off a couple signs, and now the timeout is called by Valoria. Vasquez delivers the 2-2. Good curveball. Valoria set down looking. Absolute masterpiece of a bender as it's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. 10-0 advantage for the Hillcats as we step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, ScienTech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit ScienTech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
I believe you're right. It is Alcantara over at short, Connor, as he takes over for Anderson. As it'll be Pastrano, Benjamin, and Sanui, the 3-2 up for the Hillcats. Pastrano, one of two Hillcats today who's yet to pick up a hit. Antunez has three of them. Gonzalez and Napchik each have two. Everybody else has one. And eight of the 10 RBIs fall between Antunez and Gonzalez. So the top of the order has been crushing the ball here today. Both of them with a home run. Antunez in the first. And then Esteban Gonzalez in the sixth inning. Jose Pastrano will step in. He barreled the ball in his last plate appearance. But it was right at the right fielder. As he takes out on the outside corner for a called strike. The 0-1 missing downstairs. One ball, one strike. 10-0 advantage for Lynchburg. Bottom of the seventh inning. Great crowd on hand for throwback night. Missing down and away. Two balls and a strike. Tomorrow night at the ballpark will be a fireworks show and a rebrand night as we rebrand the Lynchburg Skunks. 2-2 as Pastrano swings through it. Connor, that's going to stink.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Seeing the jerseys, they're pretty sweet.
You can bid on the jerseys as it's ball three to Pastrano at MILBAuctions.com. That's MILBAuctions.com. There's three of them posted up there as that ran in tight on Pastrano for ball four. The jerseys are two-toned, black and white, just like your typical skunk would look. White on the front, black on the back. And a quick bid update, Angel Hanau and Jason Churio are each at $200. Ralphie Velasquez, his bid is at $470. So still plenty of time to bid on those Lynchburg Skunk jerseys. As the right-hander, a new pitcher on the mound, Francis Hernandez, fires down low.
Hernandez, in his last game, he went three innings, one hit, one earned run, two walks, two strikeouts out of the bullpen. He's got an ERA of 6.83 on the season, but in May, just 2.03. So he's been pitching better.
Benjamin lays down a bunt, and it's a beauty. Perfectly in front of home plate. No throw. Juan Benjamin gets cheeky with it. And lays one down and pushes Pastrano into scoring position. And now some chirping going on between Benjamin and the catcher, Valoria. As he's a bit heated about something. The umpires had to get in and separate. I couldn't tell. Was that between Benjamin or the first baseman or the pitcher? What was going on there?
It was tough to read. All that we can tell is Liam Carroll heading out to the mound. So
looks like he's going out to check on his pitcher. Maybe an injury? He hasn't faced three batters, so he can't be pulled from the ball game. But maybe looking, trying to get composure.
Yeah, just trying to, like, regroup here.
Yeah, he's talking solely to the catcher, Valoria. Long conversation with the catcher. He's trying to make sure they keep their heads on. That's the one position where you can't afford to have a head case.
True.
I mean, pitcher, yes, but in the field, catcher and shortstop are probably the two where you need them to be cool, calm, and collected at all times. And Valoria obviously upset about Benjamin laying down a bunt.
So, yeah, maybe it's you're bunting for a base hit, it's 10-0 kind of what are we doing here type thing from Valoria. But maybe, I don't know, the third baseman's been playing two steps from the shortstop all series long. So you're kind of asking for it. I love when Napchik laid it down for the first time.
Lynchburg's never been afraid to run up the score. And that's something in minor league baseball that is essentially expected. As Lexer Sadui takes a called strike 0-1. Unlike Major League Baseball, where there might be the common courtesy of, all right, we're up by 10, 12, whatever, let's just get through the rest of the ball game. These guys are fighting for their jobs.
Right.
That you missed in tight for ball 1-1-1.
You can't take an at-bat from a minor league baseball player. I mean, that's their livelihood. That's every single one matters. That's how they make the climb. So, Benjamin, in your scorebook, that's a line drive single to right field.
And in actuality, he almost got punched in the face. That bounces away from Valoria. Everybody moves up 90 feet. As down to third goes Pastrano. Benjamin in the scoring position. And the other thing that maybe Valoria is frustrated with is he's coming back from injury, and it's his first game back behind the plate. And I'm sure the Hillcats understand that. And so if he had any sort of injury that could have been played or re-aggravated by a play like that, I'd be understandably frustrated as well. Typically in minor league baseball, you don't get explanations for injuries, but that could be playing a factor in his frustration on that bunt. 3-1 on Lexer Sadui. Good hitter's count. He grounds it up the middle. He'll get Benjamin in a rundown. The throw to first late. Run comes home to score. Sadui is retired as he was minding his own business on the way down. Alcantara took all the time in the world. So Pastrano scores. Benjamin remains at second. And Sadui, on a 6-3 fielder's choice, is retired.
That was strange. Looked like Alcantara was thinking about trying to get Benjamin at second, who was dancing off the bag, but all he was doing was buying time. And the run did score.
Robert Lopez chops it foul. That makes it 11-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's not going to make Valoria any happier.
Not the welcome back behind the plate he was hoping for. It's been a long game for Salem.
A long game for him as well. Still an 0-for. Benjamin at second, one away. Lopez, he's got one hit so far. Watches it low, one ball, one strike.
A hit and a screaming out number three in the bottom of the fifth. That, unfortunately, was just hit right at Uten. But Lopez, he looks so different from what he was looking like in the series prior against Fredericksburg.
The 1-1. A little low, two balls and a strike. Not just for Lopez. It's been night and day difference between last night and tonight. Yesterday, they looked a bit hapless. And going into the locker room after the game, it was quiet. Miserably silent in the clubhouse. Today, obviously a renewed motivation and energy. Missing in tight, three balls and a strike. Good game plan developed by Jordan Smith and his staff to piece together productive at-bats against Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. And Hillcats are enjoying the 11-0 advantage. Sharply hit, but foul. First base side. Lopez really pulling the ball.
He is. He's taking everything to right field. Even on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, still ready for it.
The 3-2. Just missing downstairs as Lopez. Good at bat for him. Fran Aldui will step in.
Aldui's been a welcome addition. Only two games, not even two full games under his belt so far, but he plays a reliable second base, hustles down the line like we saw in the bottom of the sixth, and he's got two base hits already as well as an RBI.
Good night for him. He was just assigned to Lynchburg early this series as Valoria wants to go out and have a word with Hernandez. Aldui was signed in the same class as Angel Hanau. Though Hanau had the development a little bit quicker than Aldui. Aldui, though, showing signs of life since arriving in Lynchburg. And even at the end of his time in the Complex League, he was hitting above 400.
Oh, yeah, 429. Granted, in five games. But he was hitting for extra bases as well. He had a double and a triple. Stole a couple bags. He's ready for the Carolina League, no doubt.
Another opportunity to prove it here. He's already got his first RBI of his Lynchburg career today. Looking for number two with a base knock with Benjamin on second. Down and away, two balls and no strikes. Mathematically, it looks like Wilfredo Antunez will get one more at-bat to try and pick up the cycle. As long as there's not a double pickoff in this situation. Outside again, ball three. It all but guarantees that Wilfredo Antunez will get an at-bat. The 3-0 to Aldui. We'll see if he gets the green light. He does not. It's called a strike. Jordan Smith not that risky to anger people. Good hitter's count, though, for Aldui. The right-hander delivers. Popped up. Shallow left field. Lugo charging in on it. And he calls everybody off and makes the grab. It looked a little bit awkward. He secures it, and now Christian Knapchick will step in.
Yeah, that looked like a whole lot of trouble to me off the bat. Because, realistically, Alcantara and Encarnacion don't have a good play on that ball. It's Lugo's. And with the way he's been playing the field this series, even today where he's got an error, didn't feel too confident on him coming in on that baseball, especially coming in on a baseball. We've seen him have issues with that where he's pulled up a little early or hasn't gone all out for a ball. But it works out there.
Missing out wide for ball one to Christian Knapchick. Yeah, Lugo just having a rough weekend in the field. What I'm sure he'd like to forget. Hernandez has it grounded over towards second, scooped by De Leon, and the inning is over. A 4-3 putout. Lynchburg puts on another run as they lead it 11-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or Fireworks Show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well.
For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
It's a big series here in Lynchburg with a lot of Carolina League North implications on the line, as the Hillcats leading 11-0 in game number 4 of this series. But across the Carolina League, we'll give you some updates. Carolina leading it 4-2 over Delmarva in the top of the 8th inning, as the Mudcats currently pacing the rest of the pack and en route to another victory. In the bottom of 7th, Kannapolis leads 4-0 over Columbia. And the other game that really matters for the Hillcats, Fredericksburg up 3-1 over Down East in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Best case scenario in that series is they just keep trading wins back and forth, because Lynchburg right behind Down East coming into today, and only a few games back of Fredericksburg as well. And so if they can just keep trading wins back and forth and Lynchburg can win this series against Salem, it really will set them up the rest of the way. Charleston leads Myrtle Beach 5-3 in the top of the 6th. Fayetteville 6-0 advantage over Augusta, and that is where we sit on the Carolina League scoreboard. Fort Kellen Vasquez delivers the first pitch to the backstop to not Antonio Anderson, but Marvin Alcantara, who came in to open up the bottom of the 6th inning defensively, as gets fired in there, 1-1. Vasquez in his third inning of work here in the top of the 8th inning. Calling a strike, a delayed call, 1-2. The right-hander, good breaking ball, dribbles out in front of home plate, but called foul by the home plate umpire. Sun continuing to set behind the Blue Ridge Mountains, as the 1-2 on its way. Good curveball. Alcantara pulls his back leg out and is retired for out number 1. That's the 5th strikeout for Vasquez in 2 1/3 innings.
That's... curveball has looked sharp for Vasquez. At least at home, I think this has been the best we've seen him. He ran into his trouble in the top of the 7th, got out of it. And the top of the 6th, where he entered the ballgame, was 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. He's relying heavily on that curveball. He clearly has a good feel for it tonight.
As we said earlier, it looks different. It looks stronger. It looks sharper. As the 1-0 missed down and away, 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor, an 0-for on the day. As the right-hander rocks, kicks, and delivers. A sky-high pop. Vasquez, he's watching it. He's in the way. Pastrano makes the grab, colliding with Lopez. Not hard, but gives him a good bro hug. And there's 2 down. What was Vasquez doing there? He just ran right underneath it and just stood there pointing. He wasn't even looking at the baseball, really.
Yeah, I think it started out as like adrenaline instincts of, I'm going to go get this baseball. And then from there, it was just deer in headlights. Like, where do I go? He had Lopez closing in from one angle, Pastrano the other, and he got caught in the middle.
Well, the Hillcats avoid danger as a swing and a miss by Encarnacion. 11-0 advantage. Top of the 8th inning. Another thing that we haven't talked about is keep everybody healthy in a game like this.
Yeah.
The 11-0 lead is one you want to keep, but you don't want to do that at the risk of injuring your pitcher or injuring your catcher.
Certainly.
Especially when you only have 2 catchers on the roster. The 1-1, good breaking ball, chopped towards short. Napchik, they'll fire it across, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 8th for Vasquez as he bounces back after a rough 7th. And Salem is still scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the frame. It'll be Gonzalez, Antunez, and Mejias as we step aside on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Will we get to see a cycle tonight? We'll find out in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Gonzalez, Antunez, and Mejia. Antunez, the middle of those. A double shy of the cycle. Esteban Gonzalez, though, in his last plate appearance, a mammoth two-run home run to right field for his second hit of the ball game as a strike is called on him. It's his fifth home run of the season. He's now got 22 RBIs, but three more here today. Swung on and missed, strike two. What do you think is going through Antunez's mind right now? An 11-0 ball game, but knowing he's just shy of the cycle.
I think we got a
called strike three. Sorry, Connor.
No, yeah. I think we got a window into it in his last at-bat where he was jumping all over it. First pitch flew out to right field. His approach this game hasn't been so aggressive. He's been getting himself in a good hitter's count. I know there's a lot riding on this at-bat, but you got to stick to it.
First pitch to him misses down and away for ball one. 11-0 advantage, and Antunez trying for the cycle. Hernandez kicks and delivers. Popped it up on the infield. Antunez thought about slamming his bat, but then thought better of it as Encarnacion will retire him. And that'll end the bid for the cycle. He will finish a double shy, but five RBIs.
Not a bad day. Still, I would say, a home run, five RBIs, a triple. In other news, in Lake County, Matt Wilkinson made his second start. Four innings, two earned runs, six strikeouts. He's been striking guys out still at the high A level. The runs have been coming a little bit more than we're used to here in Lynchburg. He did allow a home run in both of his starts, I believe. He did allow one today. So you can take the boy out of Lynchburg, but you can't take Lynchburg out of him. Allowing home runs left and right, just like we are still here at the Bank of the James.
They must have gave him that magic pixie dust before heading up to Lake County. Lake County, they have one of the best offenses in all of minor league baseball.
Incredible.
What a lineup. And guys like Alex Mooney, CJ Kafis, Nate Furman has been tearing people apart recently. You got how many guys batting around 350? Mm-hmm. That lineup is just one to behold. Manuel Mejias down in the count 1-2. As that misses down and away, two balls and two strikes. 11-0 advantage for Lynchburg. Salem will have one more opportunity to try to break the shutout in the ninth. The 2-2. Out wide, full count. Connor, your homework tonight. Actually, your homework right now. Get me the number of how many shutouts the Hillcats have had this season.
Okay. Easy enough.
The payoff pitch, called strike three. You'll have the commercial break to come back with your answer as we step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited.
your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Lynchburg needed this type of pitching performance after the way last night went when you had to use up five different pitchers. Four relievers. That outing has been bookended by two beautiful, beautiful pitching performances. Alonzo Richardson on Wednesday night, 6 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Steven Perez came in after him and struck out 4 2/3 innings. Excuse me, he struck out 5 2/3. Tonight, Maltrout, another outstanding appearance for him. He went 5 innings of 3-hit baseball, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. And Ward Kellen Vasquez, he's pretty much matched him. Only 3 innings of work, but 1 hit, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. 5 Ks, mind you.
Both have been great. And Vasquez, 3 outs away from the shutout. I have a number to report. Jason, do you have a guess first?
My guess on the shutouts, I'm going to say 7.
This season?
This season.
3.
Ah, well, it's close.
They've been shut out twice, though, so 5, you're close there.
The 0-1 chopped right at the plate, but foul. Really feels like we have more than 3.
Yeah, there's been a lot of 1s and 2s.
A lot of low-scoring ball games. And even when we've been shut out, I mean, one of the times we've been shut out came on game 2 of the season.
Right.
When we lost 1-0 to Down East when Matt Wilkinson made his debut.
Yep.
So even when we've been shut out, they've been in relatively close games. The 0-2 to Nathaniel Uten here in the top of the 9th inning. Big swing and a miss. Double-digit strikeouts for Hillcats pitching as Andy Lugo will step in. Salem looks ready to head back to the locker room.
Yeah, they've been striking out all series long. I mean, that's 30 now in between, what is it?
Last night and tonight.
Yeah, how many innings is that? Did we play 11 yesterday, 9 today almost?
About 20 innings.
About 20. Yeah, and this is a team that does strike out a lot in general. And it's another good curveball.
But we're also used to seeing them walk a lot more.
Yeah.
They have not walked much in this series. Give or take a few innings here and there, but for the most part, Lynchburg has been in command on the mound.
Coming into today, Salem led the league in walks with 239 and were second in the league when it comes to most strikeouts with 511. So it's walk or strikeout, not as much hits in between as you'd like for Salem this year or in the series.
Ground ball over toward third. Played well by Pastrano and a good dart for out number 2. So 11-0 is where we sit, and it'll fall on Framie De Leon. De Leon will dig in from the left-hand side. 1-for-3, 1 of 4 hits for Salem here today, as it's fouled right off the mask of the catcher. First strike, 1. Derek Pacheco will give an extra moment. He's got a big smile on his face about something. Oh, Lopez must have cracked a joke. It's easier to laugh when you lead by 11. A little low, 1-ball, 1-strike. Well, nothing's come of the emotional outburst from Diego Villoria a few innings ago, where he got heated with Juan Benjamin and had to be separated. The 1-1. De Leon chased one in the dirt, 1-2. But we will see how that carries over to the rest of this weekend. When you face a team regularly, especially in as tense of a rivalry as Lynchburg and Salem have, it's bound to boil over at some point. That could just be the tipping point. The 1-2 pitch from Vasquez. Breaking ball, missed in tight, 2-2. You heard the dog get in on the action. That would scare me. If I was batting and I just hear a dog bark, oh. Talk about making your knees a little bit wobbly. Now the 2-2. Fastball fouled away. Vasquez out to make his 60th pitch of the night. So they're letting him go a little bit longer than they typically do, but you don't want to have to touch that bullpen anymore. So there is an arm getting loose, so I could imagine that Vasquez's night is nearing its conclusion one way or the other. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Out wide, full count. I'm sure Jordan Smith doesn't want to go to his bullpen, but he will if he has to.
I say go at him here. 3-2 count. Give him a fastball to hit.
The payoff pitch. Broken bat over towards second. Aldui will scoop it and fire it high off the glove of Benjamin. And it gets away, but not far enough for De Leon to advance. And what could have ended the ball game is an error on Aldui. And now Jordan Smith will have to go waste another arm, which is probably the last thing he wanted to do in this moment in time. So we'll step aside and get you all acclimated with the new pitcher when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Albert Feliz will be the last chance for Salem, but he'll have to do it against a new arm as Robert Weigelnick will be on for what Lynchburg hopes is just one batter. Weigelnick on the season, good numbers, making his 11th appearance, a 1-0 record with a 3.38 ERA. He's 2-for-3 in save opportunities. His lone blown save came on Tuesday evening in a walk-off extra innings affair that Lynchburg found themselves victorious on. He surrendered the 2-run home run to Nellie Taylor Jr.
He's hoping he doesn't have to see him again. And
he's got a long way to go.
That would be a long ways away.
That would be a nightmarish ending to the ball game if he were to get back up to Nellie Taylor Jr. Feliz, Tucker, Valoria, and Alcantara all fall in between there. And there's two down in the bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth inning. As Albert Feliz will step in, Feliz hitless on the night. He's also clinging to a batting average just above 100. As he swings through the first pitch for strike one, a healthy hack.
94 away. Would have been ball one. Feliz has been a free swinger.
He goes with a no batting gloves look, just like he typically does. The highest whiff rate in single A baseball. So that missed down and away, one ball, one strike. That's why he has three home runs and 15 RBIs, is because he's swinging for the fences every time he digs into the batter's box.
Oh, yeah.
1-1 from Weigelnik. Missing down and away. Two balls and a strike. De Leon over at first. 11-0 advantage for Lynchburg. Top of the ninth inning. The 2-1 delivery to Feliz. Out wide. Three balls and a strike. And you'd think with a guy with such a high whiff rate, you'd be a little bit more aggressive in going at him.
Yeah, Weigelnik hasn't given him much to think about, especially on that last breaking ball.
This is an opportunity to rebuild some confidence after blowing the save the other night, but he walks the leadoff man he faces. And moves De Leon into scoring position. You can hear the crowd getting a little bit restless.
Yeah, that feels like a situation where he just doesn't have his command. Because why are you skirting around Feliz? He's 0 for his last 7. And you have 11 runs of cushion. He has the largest whiff rate in single-A baseball. Go right at him.
Stanley Tucker with an opportunity. He's also looking for his first hit. Only 4 on the day for Salem. As that missed in tight for ball 1. I believe it was ball 1. They just put a strike on the scoreboard. I didn't see a signal.
I believe that was a ball. Pacheco hasn't corrected it yet.
Interesting. That's definitely a ball.
I believe it is 2-0.
According to our game day application, giving us the updated numbers and stats as we go throughout the ball game. That's been my saving grace today after missing the ball game.
Yeah. It's a lifesaver for me every game. Just got everything right there in case I miss something in my book, which I never do.
Sorry, I forgot I was broadcasting for a minute and completely missed a play earlier. Two and zero on Stanley Tucker. Now they have it fixed on the scoreboard. 2-0, missing wide, three balls and no strikes. And Weigelnik, I don't know if he's overthrowing it or what, but his command just not there right now.
Even in an 11-0 game where you're leading, this is where the mound starts to feel real lonely when you just can't buy a strike. Yep.
That finds the corner. 3-1. Maybe got the benefit of the doubt on that call, but
that was a gift.
He'll take it. A strike is a strike, and it's 3-1 on Tucker. But if I'm Tucker, I'm probably taking this one too. Here it comes. He was, and it's another walk. Back-to-back walks to open up the outing for Weigelnik, and it's just not been as sharp these last two outings as we've been accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, and you don't want to see TA coming out here anytime soon if you're Weigelnik. The message there will be stern and straightforward. Just get the job done. Throw strikes.
Well, Diego Valoria, he had some words with Juan Benjamin earlier in the ballgame. He's at the dish. He fouls it back to the screen for strike 1. Swinging away after back-to-back walks is a bold move.
Wants to put 4 on the board here.
Weigelnik, and the base is loaded. 11-0 lead. 1-1 as he misses down and away. He's not getting anybody to chase after that breaking ball right now. And that's really what he needs to be successful.
Yeah. You got to establish the fastball first to make him even think about offering anything else.
That's roped into right field, and that'll end the shutout as Antunez will come up with it. One runner will come home to score, and Weigelnik not able to get out of the inning. Boy, that one really hurts. And now Valoria and Benjamin going back at it again. Valoria screaming, here come the benches. Lynchburg out of the dugout. Everybody being sent back. The bullpens, the umpires trying to wave everyone back as tension's boiling over. I mentioned it right before the base hit. Everybody just kind of moseying their way over toward first base. The umpire's trying to regain control. Good job by the leaders on the Hillcats to wrangle everybody up and send everybody back, because this could have gotten out of hand very quickly. Erlen Serta went out and tried to calm down Juan Benjamin. De Leon still over there at first. Still some chirping going on. The umpires haven't ejected anybody, but I don't know if you can leave Benjamin and Valoria at first base together.
Yeah, it's like cats and dogs.
They're still talking. They're still chatting. The umpire's watching it cautiously. There's still a conversation going on between the two. Benjamin continues to kind of tap the hip of Valoria. Now they will spread apart.
Looks like they've talked through their differences. Maybe all they needed was a little bit of an explanation from Benjamin on the bunt decision. If that's what this is about, I mean, there's no way of knowing, but that seems like the best estimation of what this is.
I mentioned things could boil over very quickly in a series like this, especially in a game like this. Last thing you want to do is make a mental error and all of a sudden you're ejected and suspended. Top of the order stepping in. One run on the board, courtesy of Diego Valoria. As a called strike. So De Leon comes home. For those of you who have stayed to our radio broadcast, we appreciate it. We're sorry about the technical difficulties on the video feed as that missed in tight 1-1. We're going to try to have all of it restored for tomorrow, that we can watch the Lynchburg Skunks in action. But if you don't want to worry about it, get your ticket, lynchburg-hillcats.com. The 1-1, slow chopper back to the mound. Weigelnick will settle and fire on to first. Benjamin snaps his glove, stares at Valoria, and heads to the handshake line. Lynchburg wins it 11-1. We'll be back to recap it on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The final out has been recorded and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
11-1 victory for Lynchburg as the Hillcats. A big victory to win their third game of the series. We're trying to find our Hillcat hero tonight. I believe it's going to be Wilfredo Antunez, but he may have ducked out a little bit too quickly as they're trying to find him somewhere in the dugout. And now he's making his way up and over toward our microphones as Antunez will head over to stand next to Erlen Serta, who will translate for him. So right now, let's toss it down to the field as we get you all set for our Hillcat hero, Wilfredo Antunez.
All right, fans, I'm here with Wilfredo Antunez. Man, what a game. You hit a home run, triple, single, one away from the cycle. Fantastic day at the plate. How did you feel on the bat today? How did it feel?
con un doble nada más para que te falte el ciclo. ¿Cómo tú te sentiste en el juego del día de hoy?
Bueno, muy agradecido con Dios primero y por tu granito de arena para que el equipo ganara hoy y que dimos lo mejor.
Thanks God, and he just really happy to try to help the team win the game tonight.
And each game is really important because we're only a few games out of first place in the conference. How important is it to finish?
Well, I think that's the end of the interview. I think that's the end of it. The Gatorade bath all over Wilfredo Antunez. We watched it. The players, I think that was Christian Napchik and a few others that snuck up behind him. And they also got our in-park MC, who's dripping wet. Wilfredo Antunez, a three-hit performance, a double shy of the cycle. He had a home run in the first inning. And then also a triple and a single. All three of his hits also picked up RBIs as well. Connor, run us through how this unfolded. I missed half the game.
Well, it was a great start from Rorick Moltrude. Probably his best clean start, true start of the season. He was on top of things and then some. And it took all the way to the top of the ninth for Salem to finally push across a run. But the opposite was certainly true for Lynchburg. It was a hit parade. Esteban Gonzalez went yard. Wilfredo Antunez in just the first inning went deep. He had five RBIs on the day, like you noted, Jason, which is the most in a single game for a Hillcat this season. He had probably the best hitting day at the dish we've seen from a Lynchburg Hillcat in 2024, which is saying something because his offense has been can't miss. Christian Napchik picked up a hit. It'd be easier to say who didn't get a hit than who did. The offense was firing on all cylinders for Lynchburg on a day where, when you looked at the lineup coming into the ballpark, you were a little worried with no Ralphie, Churio, or Henao, but there was no need to be worried. This was the most offense we've seen this series, and all you can hope for is that it's contagious, as Lynchburg really needs to finish this series strong as they look to continue to climb towards the top of the North.
We'll be back tomorrow for a Saturday night broadcast. Connor will preview that game after this timeout. Once again, Lynchburg winning it 11-1. I'm Jason Frill saying goodnight, God bless, and go Hillcats.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
To 11-1, Lynchburg on top in an offensive explosion. Rorick Moultrie picks up the win, his second of the season, his ERA at 3.41 after the shutout start. Took the top to the top of the ninth for Salem to lodge their first run. Lynchburg was able to tack on 11 by then. Wilfredo Antunez was a big reason for it. Five RBIs, a triple, a home run, and a single. Let's quickly take a look around the Carolina League schedule where we've got a couple finals, three to be exact, including ours here in Lynchburg. Carolina, they beat Delmarva 4-2. The Shorebirds are right back to their losing ways. Looked like they might have been done with them when we last saw them here in Lynchburg. They gave the Hillcats a tough time here in the Bank of the James Stadium, but since they left the Hill City, it's been back to struggles. And most recently in Zebulon, North Carolina, where the Mudcats have really done a number on Delmarva. Down east, top eight in that game, Fredericksburg up 6-2. Kannapolis 4-0 final over Columbia. They got to be the best and hottest team in the Carolina League over the last couple of weeks, or even in the whole month of May, to be honest. Myrtle Beach, Charleston, top eight. In that game, the River Dogs are up 5-3. Augusta Fayetteville in the middle of the eighth inning. The home Woodpeckers on top, 6-3 as it stands from Segra Stadium. The standings are not complete, but we'll go through them anyways. It'll be subject to change after we get more final scores. But Carolina on top, 30-17. The first team in the Carolina League to 30 wins. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games on a 4-game win streak. Fredericksburg, 28-20, 2.5 games from first place. Down East, 26-21, 4 games out of first. Lynchburg, 27-22, tied with the Wood Ducks for third place in the Carolina League North. 4 games out of first for Lynchburg. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've been rolling pretty hot as of late. Salem, 24-25, 7 games from the top spot. They're probably out of it here in the first half. Delmarva definitely is, 15-33, 15.5 games out of first place, 2 in their last 10. They're 2-8 on a 6-game losing streak. It's been tough sledding for the Shorebirds. Kannapolis, 29-19, 8-2 in their last 10 games on a 3-game win streak. 1 game away from 30. They could match Carolina by the end of the night. They probably will with how well they've been playing. Columbia, 24-23 in second place. And Fayetteville, 23-25. Myrtle Beach, 22-25. 6.5 games out. Augusta and Charleston, both at 19-28 as it stands with a 9.5 game trail in the Carolina League South. Kannapolis really running away with things in the Southern Division. Which leads us to tomorrow. It's going to be Luis Cohen, 2-4 with a 3.78 ERA for Salem. Pretty good numbers, but not as good as Yorman Gomez. The most wins in the Carolina League, the most innings pitched in the Carolina League, one of the best ERAs in the Carolina League. He has filled the shoes of Matt Wilkinson as the ace of this club. He's got a 5-1 record in a 2.63 ERA. He's going to get the ball from Jordan Smith tomorrow, and the Hillcats really want to keep trucking forward in this series where at times they've looked really solid. In others, the bullpen has faltered. As it stands, Lynchburg leads 3-1. They secured the split, but they don't want to split. They want so much more. Tomorrow would secure the win, but if you're the Hillcats, you really want to walk away with a 5-1 series win over Salem, just like they did on the road in the first series against the Red Sox. That would set you up nicely for your next series, which will be against Delmarva on the road. If Delmarva keeps getting as they have, you could be set up for a really good stretch of games to slowly but surely claw your way back up to the top. That's what Lynchburg's got in mind, but they got to take care of business here at home against Salem first. For Jason Pro, I'm Connor Young saying good night from Lynchburg, Virginia, where the final score for one final time is 11-1 Hillcats. Good night. And God bless from the Hill City.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians, the Elmore Sports Group, and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats in Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.